Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
His property. We're damn good too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some search for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked the left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers put some gas, so I said, I'm loose.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more than 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip, and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Observe. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked I was on the same track. Back up cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E. The woman to the G.
Just like I thought they were in the same spot. In need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will wake you late.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down. I'm your host, Devan Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by my brother, Mr. DSP himself, the Dark Knight Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Man, I feel like my man who's doing that light camera action remix when he goes, hoo-hoo, this is the Get Down. Van Meadows, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing phenomenal, bro. I'm doing phenomenal, man.
I know you are, player. It's
how
good,
about you,
man.
Bro?
It's good to be in the... Listen. It's Little Friday. I'm in the co-pilot seat, and I'm doing my thing, dog.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Get Down.
Say that twice, bro. It sounds so nice. Say that twice.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Get Down.
They know where they at. They know who we be.
You know it. Hey, let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, for giving us Epiphany Radio, for giving us this platform for not just for me, J Rob, Miss VIP, LaPearl and Necklace, Standing Man Phillips, essentially Janice, Miss, you know, Mr. Metaphoria, but hey, not even J-Rob. He gave us this platform, Epiphany Radio, for all of us, y'all. I mean, all of us, not even Mojave. We, ladies and gentlemen, are here to host the shows, but this here platform is for you. And not only is this platform for you, but it is also sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw. I got mine.
Hey. I got mine. You got yours?
Y'all
got
to get yours.
Man.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen. If you happen to be listening online and you want to dial in just to get a part of this wholesome goodness, to press 1, when you dial the number 319-527-6300, I promise you will not be disappointed. I can almost guarantee that you won't be at the studio, Jay, and I see all these dope poets that have come through tonight, and man, you and I, we often talk, brother, especially after the show, and we talk about how these poets inspire us creatively. Man, and tonight I feel like it's going to be no different. What about you, Jay? How are you feeling about tonight?
Listen, I'm so hyped because if people knew what we did to put this particular show together and how the subject matter came about. How we put this together, this would, man, listen, Van, oh, my God, I hope they're ready, Van.
Listen, Jay, they don't realize that we decided to step into the poetry multiverse. And if y'all don't know what a multiverse is, hit up J-Rob or myself or Mojave or any other comic book junkie nerd, and they will be able to tell you what a multiverse is. But me and J-Rob. We jumped into the multiverse, the poetry multiverse, and was like, what can we do for the poets today?
Come on, tell them.
What can we create? What can we come up with to spark their pens to stir
what
up some creativity.
What could we do? Because y'all know me and Van enjoy the art of stretching your pen. Me and Van enjoy having you poets prove to other poets that it's the dopest thing in the world when you are being the creative that we know you to be. So we came up with something that I think kind of fits what we're talking about this evening.
Yeah.
What you think, Van?
I think so, Jay. I think so. In true get down fashion, Jay Rob, my brother,
sir,
will you please let the poets know what their charge is for tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, adults, teenagers, adolescents, and the babies, listen to me. Tonight on the Get Down, we are asking, poetry was an entity. We want you to blame poetry for your pain. You know how sometimes somebody might be hurt and somebody be like, I'm angry with God for thus and so. Not that they're really angry with God. They're just angry over the situation, the circumstances that they find themselves in.
Yeah.
Well, poetry is the same way.
Yeah.
So if poetry was a spiritual entity like our God, we want you to blame poetry for your pain, because every single one of us got some kind of pain, and I'd love to hear what your pen says to that pain if you're directing it at the spiritual entity called poetry.
Yeah.
What you think, man?
Yeah, so
you think they're ready for this?
I think that's I know they're ready for it, man. Because listen, one thing I know about the Get Down poets, man, and the Epiphany Radio universe, they always rise to the challenge, Jay. They always ready, man. They always show up and show out, bro.
And show out that part.
So ladies and gentlemen. Allow me and J-Rob to go ahead and get on down. I present to you the entity.
I am the entity. The one that gives reasons to words and creates languages that others can't say. I am the entity. The one that even the gods come to when they are in a funk. The one who has never been afraid of any gods, because I am one also. You see, we're on equal footing. I am the one who speaks truth to teardrops in syncopated letter combinations. The one who hears scratches on paper as you drip scribbled words on parched paper, notebooks, napkins, and letter tenders that were written and any legal tender with the white man in the center. I am the entity. I heard your requests before you formally made them, and you gave them reasons to fall in love, to dream, to hate, to be misconstrued, to be confused, to be abused after being used, to lust after, to pray for, to cry for, to wish for, to want more, to fantasize about, to scream about, to protest, march to, no matter what the hue or the chosen few. I'm here for all of you. I am as beautiful as your imagination makes me. I am the entity. I gargle my mouth with salty letters and spit out minty fresh orchestrated rhythms in different diverse languages that very few will ever truly understand, like musical notes, hieroglyphics, and graffiti that are hard to understand, letters that are few, that only a few can read and even fewer will ever comprehend around the world because it's widely written. And I give your thoughts reasons to exist. How can you say I'm the cause of this or any of it? I am who I am. How am I to blame for any telekinetic thoughts that your decision-making process may easily execute, yet difficult to accept, like prayers that haven't been answered yet because we both know what the outcome was when you was about to write it, as if you can see the way I toss letters against the great wall of life like CeeLo Dice, and the results out exactly the way it was supposed to happen to you before any ink dipped a single drop. I just know what she was going to write before the action of the antiquity was made so easily for you to say and to do what you wanted to do, but I guess it's my turn to get blamed for that too. I mean, after all, I am a god. I am the entity. And just like the grand creator of all, I will always forgive you too. You see, I am the entity. Just so you know, the other gods have a nickname for me when they want me or need me. So they call me poetry. And that's that piece.
So you are this cosmic entity that is responsible for this deity that burns so deep in my being I cannot help from seeing it was you all along. The root cause of where I don't belong, and this rage building up inside of me, growing and growing, coursing through my veins like lightning, and we have become bonded because of you. It's true. I blame you for my pain. Every time I pick up a pen, I start to drain. Drain every ounce of tragedy onto a blank canvas, expressing various reasons why I'm hurting, yet this canvas can't read, can't breathe. Just be my submissive. As I become vengeful and expressive, it's all your fault. You are the reason for this internal onslaught. My ink is hemorrhaging. My thoughts are suffocating. It's all your fault. You're the cause. Don't mock me with nouns and verbs because I will bury all my memories over the years onto blank pages in honor of you, and I will add my fears. You are notoriously unwilling to accept what you've done. I will no longer hide and run from all the headaches, the nosebleeds, the body aches. All in the name of you. I will scribble more out of me onto you. Can't you see? It doesn't matter the color. Red ink, blue ink, black ink, or any other. You've cursed me from the moment I scribed my first poem. But you stand by, all innocent looking, knowing you've caused me my greatest pain. A pain that cripples me and my thoughts. Pain. Why are you the entity that chooses to curse me with emotional pain every day known as poetry? And that's that piece.
Come on, man. I'm digging this for so many reasons.
Bro.
When you inhale slowly and set it slow, you every time I pick up a pen, I start to drain. Drain every ounce of tragedy onto a blank canvas. Hot damn. I love that. I love that. And you when you went into the different colors that people use to write, you've cursed me from the moment. You answered the question of the entity. You cursed me from the moment I scribed my first poem, but you stand by looking all innocent, knowing you've caused me in my greatest pain.
Yo.
Yeah, man.
Bro.
Yeah,
bro,
man.
But when you said, nah, bro. But when you said, how am I to blame for the telekinetic thoughts that made your decision-making process easy to execute and yet difficult to accept, like prayers that haven't been answered yet, because we both know that the outcome was going to be written. J-Rock.
Sir, salute, bruh. Salute.
I salute you, bro.
That is heavy. That
bro.
Is heavy.
Oh, man. man, this is the get down, y'all.
Welcome to the get down.
Yo, this was a beautiful writing, and you being the entity, and me being the pain, bruh. This piece is something else. This piece is something else, man.
Yeah, this was a real special. Just to let y'all know, when me and Van came up with this, I wrote this piece in 10 minutes and said, I need an answer to this. And we discussed it a little further. And he said, you know what? You be the entity for the intro. I'm going to be the answer to the entity, as if my prayers poetically haven't been answered. And this is what we came up with. And I'm humbled,
yes,
excuse me, that you all enjoyed this piece, collaboration.
Absolutely.
This meaning of the minds poetically. This,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen, is the get down. I appreciate
Indeed.
You all.
We appreciate you all.
That was hot, man. That was hot.
Yeah,
I loved
it, bro. That was amazing, Jay. That was amazing. You started it, man. And ladies and gentlemen, y'all just had no idea the lengths that we go through in communication about this show and how we want to ascend each episode so that you all are lifted high. I mean, so high. So now it's time for us to step out of the way and allow you guys to do what it is that you do so well, poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, first artist on the mic tonight, Rain.
Good evening, King.
Hey, Rain, how you doing?
Very good evening, Rain. How are you?
I am well, so well. But,
good.
So listen.
Good.
In syncopated letter combinations, though?
They're pretty much for today, that is. For today,
and
that
the
is.
Same. In Mr. Poetic, Van, the same line that J-Rob said, but then submissive canvas and hemorrhaging ink.
Right.
I was over here like, yo.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
But I have to beg of you all to have some grace on me tonight, because I did not write to the prompt. I am going to be on the road for the next month. So I have a lot to do before I go. So unfortunately, I have
okay.
not had time to write.
Well, being as though you didn't write to prompt, I have to defer to the entity to see if he would even allow that, because after all, he is the god.
I mean, absolutely. I don't want to destroy the vibe in here. So.
So the deity. What says thee?
As you beseech thee poetically, I only ask of thee that thy poem, while it may not be in cahoots with subject matter, I will ask that it please be non-bereft of something along the lines of which we speak this evening, which means step out of your comfort zone in pleasurable thought process and stretch your pen and speak in tones of what may be something different. I'll use that word.
So here's the thing, and I don't want to take up a lot of time. I only have one poem. It's 10 minutes long, and it's like I packed all of my pain into one poem, and I can't read that. It's just way too much. It's way too much. So
before you say another word,
go ahead.
Before you say another word, dear poets, we have to make this PSA. And please, Rain, this is nothing again on you, nothing at all. But please, poets, respect the mic. Me and Van and the other people listening want to hear from every single one of you. This is your show, so we ask you kindly to please respect the mic. And I know some of you have some outstanding long pieces, but to respect the mic of the people that are behind you, please bring it in a little bit, because 10 and 15 minute pieces take up a little bit more time, and then we have to rush people through. And you don't really want to rush a poet when you took time to call and listen to all of us do what we do when it comes to what we do. All love and respect do. That's my PSA. Rain, are you ready to get on down?
I do have a question for you. I do,
please.
But I do have a question, because I am going to write to this prompt. I just can't do it right now. Does it have to be pain? Can I blame you for something else?
Hell yeah, you blame
or
the entity.
You said
blame
pain,
it
and
all,
I was like, you know.
Blame it all on me.
Maybe I want to blame the entity for the love.
Blame it on me. Blame it on me. Blame.
Okay.
I am a god. You can blame me.
Indeed, indeed. Okay. So I chose a less. I chose one of my calmer pieces. So
okay.
not to interrupt the mood too much.
That's why you are Rain. Van and I will step back and let you go on ahead and get on down.
Thank you. I contemplated the cataclysmic catastrophe that could come if I was candid about how I covet your concise curve to converse with my categorical craving. What I mean to say is there's this insidiousness about you, a push and pull in your deliberateness. See, you know exactly what you're doing to me. It's kind of like playing a game, but nobody wins. But really, unless there are some kings or queens or bones or sets, you'll never find me engaged in it. Perhaps it's because we're so much alike. It would be better to liken this to a slow dance with myself, knowing which way we'll sway before we do, like feeling your hand slide to the small of my back so that I know the direction we're headed next. Funny thing is, it's hard for me to let anyone else lead me. It's a trust thing. Complete vulnerability is not something that comes easy for you or for me or for us, which is why I've been at war with myself. But somehow in my mind and in my gut, you and me could probably be me. There's something about you that keeps me intrigued, even though I know nothing about that road less traveled or perhaps it's well traveled. Either way, it wouldn't be easy. Plus, at the rate and speed at which we're both moving in the same but different directions, we could collide, crash, or even more scary, find ourselves closing in on the distance that exists between us, arriving safe and sound on sound mind and body. Ironically, it could be dangerous. It would be dangerous, but I ain't never been scared. Maybe I have, but I dare to bear it all for you if you want to see me or read me, do you? I have spent some time rationalizing in my mind how I want to show you that there is more, so much more to me, why the stars aligned and have already professed that we were intended to be. I know you probably questioned that after the last, but when you're ready, I'm ready for you to calibrate the cipher of my certitude, choreograph a cerebral caveat, carelessly causing circumstantial collateral damage, covertly and culpably clutching my capitulation. Meaning, I'm ready to surrender to the idea of letting you lead. Do you want to slow dance with me? That's right.
Man, I don't even think I got that song in the studio. I don't think I got it.
But what would it be?
I don't think I got it. It would be, hey, Mr. DJ. Why don't you
slow down?
He hates R. Kelly. He'd be like, slow down. I don't like R. Kelly either. Hey, he make good music, so, you know, I don't like him personally.
His music is mine.
J. Rob, I lied. I do got it.
Woo!
I just got to hit this. J-Rob, just bear with me just a moment. Hold on. All right, here we go.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
All right. That's enough.
My arms are crossed.
Why are your arms crossed?
My arms are crossed.
Because he's the entity.
Oh. Are you pouting?
My arms are crossed in defiance. Van knows why. My arms are crossed in defiance.
Can I know? Is it a secret?
No, it's no secret.
No, it's no secret.
One of us is, and one of us is not an R. Kelly fan.
Oh, I see. Well, I am a huge R. Kelly and the Public Announcement fan.
Same thing.
But go ahead. This is how I rationalized it in my mind. Like, I feel like he was too young to be a pervert.
Right.
What do you mean?
Oh my God. But yes, I happen to be a fan of Robert Kelly's music. I'm not a fan of him as an individual.
Yes, I get it.
If you're a fan of his music, you're a fan of him.
That is an argument. One that we will have to wage war on another show at another time.
Yes.
At another time, another place. Like Captain America.
At least tell me the metaphor he gets on. Because you know how he's going to do.
Oh, my sweet baby Jesus.
But I do appreciate the space, gentlemen. Yes.
We appreciate you, and that piece was deliciously amazing. Be careful when you ask people, are you ready to dance with you? Because, you know, some people like dancing in the rain. I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I actually enjoyed the piece. I enjoyed the piece, and it wasn't extensively long like I thought it was going to be. So thank you for that.
The 10 meter, I'm going to turn into like three different pieces because I pack everything into one.
Yeah.
Because I don't do pain pieces.
No. You cool. I'm just saying thank you. I dug the piece. I dug where you was taking it. I like where you was going. I'm not an R. Kelly fan, but I like what you was doing with this. So, thank you.
All right.
I wasn't thinking about R. Kelly when I wrote it, but thank you, gentlemen.
We appreciate you. And we're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor because you got to get the party over there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Tell y'all, both of you should be watching your mail. Don't say that over the air. Hold on. Listen, if one of you gets – no, I have to say this. If one of you gets it before the other, you do not tell the other person what it is. So wait until Sunday to have a conversation. And remember what I told you I was hoping to say? I am going to Maryland. Thank you. I'm headed to B-Bor.
Woo-hoo!
Hold on. Talk.
Van,
I'll inbox you because we need to talk.
Van.
I need something from you.
Okay.
Okay.
Van.
Yes, okay. J-Rock.
And I'm gonna go.
You're gonna have to inbox her, bro. We got people
behind
you.
I'm gonna go get ready to teach people how to dance. I'm gonna go get ready. So I'll be ready for the rest of everybody. I got it.
Thank you so much, Rain.
Thank you for the space.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Rain on her way to the dance floor.
Whew.
With that steamy piece. All right, y'all. We're going to go from a Rain to a VIP. One half host of the Love Zone. One half host of Express Your Vibe. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Miss VIP.
Hello. How's everybody tonight? I'm good. I'm trying.
You don't be trying. Good. You Miss VIP. You don't ever be trying. You know what you're doing. You Miss VIP.
Right.
You Miss VIP.
I am. So
I ain't trying to hear I be trying. We know what you talking and we know who you bringing and what you be doing when you do what you do. So.
Oh, my God.
Van Meadows, Ms. VIP,
yes,
is all yours.
Ms. VIP, tell me something.
Yes, sir.
There is this entity in the studio tonight,
mm-hmm,
known as...
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to blame your pain on him?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
No, you got to say
well,
that like you're sure, because...
Yeah, she kind of hesitated,
like,
right?
Sure. Yeah, she was like, well, it's an entity.
Because, you know, it's poetry, so it's going to be the entity tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm. I like when you
all
said
right
that. Yeah, you do that, baby.
All right. Well, go ahead and we're going to step back and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right, thank you. Poetry, start with this pain. It's bad enough you brought the rain, made my knees and feet hurt. I don't want to be passive with you. Let me be curt. You make me dislike you, but you make me want to. You're the one who made that man sex me so well, it took over 2 years for my body to readjust. Damn you, poetry. You made me equate love with lust, and I find you I no longer trust. Get out, poetry. I have infatuations on those who spit you. I mean, really, tug at my heartstrings. Some make me want to do all kinds of things. Damn you, poetry. I try to write often, but you bring on headaches. Then at times you bring sorrow, making all types of heartaches, leaving me void, words I can't utter. I blame you, poetry, for my yesterday, today, and whatever happens on tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, I blame you for not bringing me the love I need. I'm tired of you making my pen bleed. So, poetry, I'm done. You made it so I can't live without you, but I can pray for God to ease my pain. I can't escape or run. You depress me as your pain increases on my person. So I attempt to stop you before the pain can worsen. Damn you, poetry. I hate you sometimes. And if you don't know what I'm referring to, read between the lines. And that's that piece.
She told God to read between the lines.
Damn.
You hear this?
Yo.
She's talking like she got naked pictures of God or something. You hear this?
Oh, bro. Oh, my
yo
God. Yo.
Yo.
First, hold on. First of all, she said, if you don't know what I'm talking about. Yo, J-Rob. Oh, my God. Ms. VIP. I guess she was ready.
She said, damn you, poetry. And I blame
right
you for not helping me find the love of my life.
Right.
Damn you, poetry.
Right.
Nah, I wish you were good night.
It took weeks for her body to get back right. Bruh.
Bruh. That part. Yeah.
Yeah, Ms. VIP, this was something special. This was really nice right here. This was really
nice.
I
agree. I completely agree.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
No. You went someplace different with this. And the reason I like this so much, you really did stretch your pen, and you
yes
really did go there, and you
yes
actually showed what this is. So, ladies and gentlemen, please take note. This piece is the springboard to what we're talking about. Thank you. Mm.
Indeed. All right.
I'm not even sure we should send her to the get down dance floor. Because ain't no one want to dance with nobody that's that hot.
Right. Man, listen.
They're like, I'm not dancing
send
with her.
Over,
you heard what she said?
I heard her, bro. I heard her. And listen. Before we send you over there, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Oh, okay. Well, tomorrow night, I will be in the Groovy Lounge with my co-host, Poetic, as we express your vibe.
Yeah.
And we want and we want you to come as you are. You don't have to go into character. You come with whatever you're feeling. Don't suppress it. Express it. And then next Wednesday, my diva, La Perla Negra, will be in with me in the love zone. And the topic is yet to be determined, but you know it's going to be good. It's been real good lately. So
y'all
come and join us.
Kudos to y'all on a dynamite show last night. That topic was something else, man. If y'all missed that playback, if y'all missed the show last night, get the playback and tune in because, my God, that was a dope, dope show. Congratulations to the both of you.
Appreciate it.
All right, now get over there on that dance floor. And, you got to do some things. You got to do some things out there.
Yeah. Over there.
You got to get some two-stepping going on.
What you said, that's right.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to take her socks off, baby, baby, Miss VIP. Man, she came in, she did that thing. One love, one mic, baby love. If for real, it's baby
love.
One love, one mic, baby love. Man, listen, listen. Oh, man. Jay, are you ready for this next poet, man? I don't know.
Hell and yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany's own Iron Man, a.k.a. Mojave, the host of Fly Speak, Honey Drippers, War Council, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Thanksgiving, all that good stuff. And man, listen, Iron Man, go ahead and speak, man. Let him know. Let him know, bro. Just let him know.
Wasn't you just on the Mars rover?
Yeah, I was on the Mars rover. I definitely was.
This dude is everywhere.
Everywhere, bro.
I'm sorry.
Everywhere.
I'm sorry that I'm everywhere. That's what happens, J-Rob.
Hey, man, that's not a bad thing to be, bro.
That's what happens.
Not a bad thing.
That's a fantastic thing.
Yeah, man.
That is fantastic.
So,
it's good to hear from you, cuzzo.
Hey, cuzzo. Hey, family, what's happening? I see that you got this show off to a banging start with some incredible poets, and you probably have a super serious lineup of incredible poets. So, you know, I'm just going to answer your question. I'm going to answer your question because I didn't really prepare for the thing because I didn't have that because I'm doing triple duty. So I didn't have a chance to write exactly, and I was trying to finish, but I thought I had more time. So I did not finish the prompt. I'm sorry, gentlemen. Hello?
Again, I have to refer you. I got to refer you to the entity. The entity, what do you say?
I say spit your piece.
Okay.
I'm curious. I'm curious. I know you're doing
It's not complete. It's not even close to being. It's funny. It's funny. It's real funny. But
okay, then
it's
let
not
me
complete.
Allow me to ask you this: do you want to spit your piece, or do you want us to put you back in queue so you can come back later and spit what you was going to?
No,
spit?
No. I'm going to spit a piece. It's good. It's poetry. It's nice. But you know, I know you guys. Y'all always be like, I try to get here early because I got so you know, I can't wait. I got to go judge. You know, they have, you know, it's drip versus drip today. It's going to be ugly. I'm one of the judges. I got to get over there early, make sure everything is going on. It's going to be fire and all this other stuff that's going on. Much like how this is fire. Much like this is the amount of fire that's happening over here. It's hard. You know, it's a four-alarm blaze. You got to go between that. Call me the fireman. I'm just sitting here. I'm not trying to put the fire out. I'm trying to let this motherfucker burn. Let this motherfucker burn. That's what I'm trying to do. Burn over here, burn over there. Just burn all this whole thing. It's no waste of shit. This is what happens. Okay. Yo, you know what?
I'm so sorry.
You
I'm
know
so
what?
Sorry. I'm
you
so sorry.
What?
I am
you
so sorry. Ladies
you
and gentlemen,
what?
Mojave,
you know
I am
what?
So sorry.
You know what? All right. So just because
you,
this.
Yo, wasn't supposed to hear me
that.
Laugh like that.
Just because you did that. Just because you did it. Now it's on like popcorn. And now, I'm sorry, Danielle, VIP, Rain, everybody else. I was trying to hold back. I was trying to keep it all love. And stuff like that. But I got to take off my shirt and put on my BF shirt and come through here and rampage. You ready?
Oh my God! Go on, get on down.
Listen, because you asked for it, so now that's what you get. Can you hear that?
I got it.
Got it?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it's not too loud. Maybe a little bit louder. I am coming for you. I need you to know that I know that he never treated your pussy right. I just need one night to prove to you what it looks like when love comes through. No one knows how you giggle when I talk to you. You're too busy being stoic while showing that poets are heroic, and you deserve it all. I just want to make love to your mind, and I'm sure that time will find the beauty of our exchange has range as we talk to parts, politics, fashion, anything. I joke about me poking you, and really I'm just stoking you, pushing you from your celibacy to your desire. Me, I'm visual, so each piece of you exposed only makes my imagination flow. And what would be if you would taste like in my face, in between your thighs, be sucking your clips from your moans into your cries, and let these waves reach a considerable size. You make me rise, blood rushing from my nether regions, the desire in my guts, and I'm ready to jump and join the foreign legion, ready to evade my blade, to plunge deep into your sweet, to make your deep kisses of me spray paint a soul graffiti on the inside of your walls. I want you. I want you to be able to disrobe each stitch of clothing you will be met with a kiss. Let you stand closer while I stand behind and wrap my left arm about your waist snug as I gently tug at your panties. Let me up this ante as I hold them still, allowing you to step one leg out of each hole. My hand smooth moves up to your body slowly till my hands rest in a grip around your throat. You surrender your neck back and open for a choke, but I want to lick your ear for a taste as my tongue flicks your lobe. My hand gripping your ass, it's the size of a globe. The smell of your perfume hits my nose like a strobe light. Delight alternating with sensual flight as I decide to bite your neck, not to draw blood, but to draw your passion. Make your breath shallow while you wallow in my electric touch. Touch like church gives a call response, and when I say that all the time you feel good, good you feel all the time. My hand will grip your throat. There's no kiss, grip, stroke, and you ain't got to look at me. Feel me grip gently, slide slowly in between, and I don't fuck you like an animal, I make love to you like a queen. I need you to be suspended in your dimension, animation, the slow sensation of me expanding while commanding you to wait to come. I need that orgasm greater, letting the wetness dictate the now until you explode later. Let me fuck this lonely out of you, pair my pair violent as they slap your clit while you say, oh fuck, damn, and shit. And watch your squirt and let my tongue get the most of it. Fertilize the beard on my face. You should have never been with that other motherfucker in the first place. Taste, I can feel you kegeling, me evil Knievely, jumping the distance between the valley of passion to orgasm that would result in your Charlie horse leg spasms. We put in work. Whew. Who's the boss, like Tony Danza, this one-night extravaganza? Watch me place the weight of me while your feet move and make sounds and grace my ears with the struggle, with the overwhelm of pleasure. Measure each stroke, each one push away bad decision, bad dick, lying dick, ain't shit prick, motherfuckers who promise as I compromise you, you can act like this never happened to you, that you were just inebriated, the champagne got you. All I know is that I need this one night to get your needs sated so that your levels stay elevated, and you ain't got to give good pussy to motherfuckers who don't deserve you, sex that doesn't serve you. Let this curve hit different on the inside of you. I will make sure that you bless the tip with warm cabin stabbing as I play reggae, because I'm so 90s and old school, the lyrics remind me of how shit's supposed to be. As I whisper ever so softly, gaze within this sensual haze to let your love be free. Give that one night to me. Give that one night to be extra. Fall in love with me. I'm the man who's supposed to be here with you. One night. Poem.
Damn, son. Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad. You put the mic back in the holster, B. They not ready.
put the holster back in. Right. Put the mic back in the holster. Dip that puppy in some water and put it back. You can't be just walking up here like Rakim and drop the microphone and leave it smoking.
That part.
Like, yo. 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 Yo, how?
Hmm?
He's a bad man. I'm not messing with you, dog. I'm not messing with you because I can say some shit and then you come up with something even doper than this. I wasn't expecting that. This, he's a bad man. He's a bad man. He's a bad man. Van Meadows, tell Iron Man, a.k.a. that's a bad man. Or better yet, you know how Mark Jackson says, Mama, there goes that man again.
Yeah.
That's what I say to Mojave. Man, Mama, there goes that man again.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a dope spit, bro. Yeah, that was a dope spit, man. It's erotically tantalizing. You know, messing with the cerebellum.
Damn.
You know, cascading into the frontal lobe. And, you know, somebody got a wet spot in their chair right now. So, good job, bro.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Someone's going to be pregnant in about another 30 minutes after they finish after listening to this piece. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, it looks like y'all have a hell of a amount of people on here. So I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go be dominant. I'm going to go find, you know, I'm hanging my shingles so, you know, so people know that the office is open.
Appreciate
so
you, bro.
That's what I'm going to do.
Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah. I'm running to, not running from. There's a difference.
Either way,
really,
that's bad.
Really,
it's preceded. It's preceded by the verb. It's preceded by the verb running. So can carry on.
Yes. But running to and from are two different things. Two different
that
things.
Part
all together. And I'm running to, not running from. There's a difference. Anyway, let me stop. I'm playing around. See, this is what happens, y'all. You know, you'll be goofing off. Anyway, this Tuesday we're interviewing Her Temple Monologues, the sisters and United Sisters, the people who gave me my award. We're going to bring them on the show. They're actually poets and comedians and stuff like that as well. And, you know, some women in Parliament, you know, some shine for the queens. We're going to do it for them. Then we'll have open mic and we're just going to do our worst. We're just going to run rampant. So that's what we're going to do. So I'm ready to go. I'm going to go over here. I'm not going to do the Naked House of Buck because I can no longer do that anymore. You know, I don't expose myself.
Absolutely.
You know?
You'll be fine.
Before you slide out, our cousin Gloria told me to tell you, she said, tell them to wring their panties out because everything's wet.
I know that's right.
That's your cousin, and I hate you for it.
To accept it wholeheartedly and entirely. Rally. Good day.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Day,
good day,
good day
to
sir.
You, sir. Good day to
ladies
you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good day.
Good day. That is our brethren, Mojave, on his way to do a quick two-step and then he out. Well, love you, my friend. And he's gone. He can't stop. He cannot. But he was forced to. He was forced to. Had to do it. Got to do it. Let's keep it moving. Come on back, Jay.
Let's go.
Come on
who
back.
Do we have?
Come on back, Mr.
Who do we have? You got?
Back.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
All right.
Who do
we
have next on the mic?
His own, the other one half host of the Love Zone, as well as half host of Poetic Therapy, and one fourth host of the Soul Cafe. She is La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. You know
what's
what,
good? What's happening with you, pretty smile?
Yo, y'all killed the beginning of the show. Y'all killed it. Wait a minute. Let me go back. J-Rob, you said, I am the one who gave your thoughts a reason to exist. And then you came in with your piece. We have become bonded because of you. Damn, y'all. Mm. You know what? That bar is set so high. You know what? It's cool. That piece is awesome. Oh, my God.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Yeah. We humbly appreciate that.
Yeah. But y'all got to start. J-Rob, you got to stop coming here with the words like beseeched and what is it called? And bereft. Poor David
bereft.
Is like, what this nigga say?
I said bereft and bequeathed.
And bequeathed.
You did not. I read a couple of books.
You said cahoots.
I read a couple of books. Oh, I know a couple of words.
That was all right. Y'all have me dying over here. But yeah, you guys are magnificent poets, man. I truly, truly appreciate your pieces. Yeah,
thank you
man.
So much. We appreciate you for that. But you are a magnificent poet too.
Oh shit! Thank you. Wow.
So, J-Rob, can you please?
Sir.
Usher my lady.
Miss La Perla Negra, if poetry was an entity, but can you blame poetry for your pain? Van and I are about to step back and allow you to go ahead and get on down.
I wrote this because this is how it makes me feel when I can't pen something. I feel lost. Okay. So I call this my poetry. Reach for me. I promise to hold on. I'm so into you that I almost forget to breathe when you emerge. Because you pull me in close and hold me tight every time we're alone. Reach for me to hold on. I'm on the edge of losing control, and the presence of you is my only rescue. I don't want to exist without you. Reach for me. I promise to hold on. I don't want to continue to climb that mountain called life alone. I get tongue-tied. But see, it clears when you're around. Reach for me. I promise to hold on. I was taught to hold on to, but not smother what is precious to you. So I reach for you as my tears fall like distant rain while I mask the pain that cuts me deepest. Reach for me. I promise to hold on. Because you are the only one who has ever known me in the deepest inner workings of my heart and why I do what I do. The one who has taught me that I don't have to walk away wearing the ugly they put on me. Because jealousy is a color worn by the broken. Reach for me. I promise to hold on to you. My poetry. My set piece.
Jeez.
Wow.
I love this. How she kept etching the repeated words, reach for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I like that. And as an entity, you always want them to reach up and ask you to reach for me if you do believe in me the way you created me. That will be the entity. I love this piece.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
The
pain in me loves the emotion that you actually recited it in, because you tried to mask the pain, but it still came through, and that's what makes this piece really special. Is even though you tried to hide the pain was revealed in the words and in the way that you spoke them. Dope piece. Dope.
Thank you, guys.
I have a special song that as I'm listening to your piece reach for me. Mm-hmm. There's a particular song that mirrors this particular piece that you blessed us with, and it's from the Jackson 5. It's called Mama, I Think I Found That Girl. And I'm hearing the melody in my head as you are spitting your piece. So in the event page, this song is dedicated to you and that piece.
Oh, thank you.
Nice. Now,
thank you.
Before we send you off to the dance floor, La Perla Negra, can you please let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Sure can. All right, so I'm going to start with the closest day, which is Alternating Saturdays with Poetic. I do Poetic Therapy. And that is what I co-host with Fan the Man Phillips. That is Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Monday nights at 9, I am 1/4 host of Neo Soul Cafe with For Real the Poet, Douglas, Essentially Johnny, and Poetic. That is Monday nights at 9. Y'all come through. Because the second half of the show is popping even more than the first half, where we do a pick up the pen and we push your creative side. Y'all will love it. Come through. Wednesday nights at 9, I co-host with my sexy diva, Miss VIP, in the Love Zone. Y'all know how we do. I don't have a topic of discussion yet, but you know it's going to be good. So y'all come on by Wednesday night at 9 and get caught up in the Love Zone. And there you have it.
All right, y'all. La Perla Negra, thank you for gracing us with your presence. Now we need you to get out there on that dance floor and do what it is you do.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
Yeah.
One love, one mic.
Yeah.
One love and one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, La Perla Negra, man.
The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing soon-to-be
Epiphany Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in online, this is the Get Down and the dial-in number 319-527-6300. Press 1 to get on the mic. I am your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, joined by my esteemed co-host, my brother from another mother, Mr. DSP himself, J-Rob, the wise son. J-Rob, say what up to the people.
What up, people?
That's what I'm talking about.
What's happening, man? Get
down, man, and
brother man.
Yeah.
I'm digging this show, and I'm hoping that everyone listening is going there and digging this show just as much as we are.
Absolutely. Hey, man, y'all go to the event page, man. Many of you are tagged on the event page, man. Go in there and act a fool, man. It's okay, man. The event page is for you. Go ahead, act a fool. Cut on up. Because we're about to bring in this next poet, man. Listen. He's one that, you know, I'm going to say it each time. I'm going to keep giving him his flowers while he's here. Because I look up to this brother, his character, his integrity, and his pen. I've been learning a lot from him. He doesn't know it, but I have. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's good with you, my brother?
Hey, what's up, Poetic? How you doing, my brother? Jay Robert Wildson, how you feeling, sir?
Salute, King. How are you today?
Fantastic, brother. Fantastic.
Good to hear, man. Glad to hear you, man.
I know that's right. Good to hear from you, and thank you for stopping by this night, man.
It was a pleasure, man. It was a pleasure, absolutely.
My brother.
So, thank you.
Yes, sir.
was going to say, my brother, this entity called poetry, he's here with us tonight. I mean, he's listening. He's even said his piece opening up the show. He said what he had to say. My brother, can you please, can you blame him for your pain? Go ahead and get down.
All right. Poetry is an entity. Here I am reserved and shy. Then this thing controls my voice. It refuses to let me speak my own mind. It gets twisted and resists my resistance to speak. But I'm shy, damn it. I'm like a caricature of my own self. Damn near flamboyant. But I'm not buoyant in a sea of people. Liquid courage may surface every now and then. Now an entity moves my pen. Am I saying what I want to say? Or am I being Ouija boarded with one force holding the planchette? Did I forget I was shy? I hold myself in a minimum security prison. I've sentenced myself on several occasions, only to be constantly paroled. I was a modern-day Cyrano de Bergerac. I wrote the heat for all the wannabe Macs. I don't want to be seen, Jack, but this thing, this grabs me by the collar thing, this makes me make your lady holler thing, controls my voice. It lets the soul of my voice cling. It tells me things, private things. It makes me write them down, things I never say. It tells on me. It lets you know what I'm into. My info is no longer private. Have my words made me a booty pirate? I guess I should write a disclaimer. That's what Dr. Fee told me, so they couldn't blame you. She's what you might call my personal sexual advisor. I've written poems I've never read because she's wiser. This entity called poetry is trying to make a hoe of me. I write the color lipstick you want for me. Woefully, I tell my tales and stories. I think I even snored a poem one night. Hopefully, when I write Goria, the reader will develop a case of, hell no, he ain't right. Then I hear a fine queen recite so sexy. This entity screams, do a collaboration and call a baby. It's an abomination to my situation. Introverted personality with an all-inclusive pen. It's a curse to know what to say. There's not a wall built I haven't gotten in. There's not a door I haven't gotten over. Count them. 1, 2, 3 proposals, not a single visit. Just from prose. Y'all ain't hearing me. She's rocking you, but dreaming me. Chameleon ink. I can blend right into whatever you think. I can't count how many homes I've been saged, trying to erase my presence from their personal, from their mental pages. 2 o'clock a.m., I feel a presence touching me. I'm hearing the perfect flow. The voice is telling, yeah, that's good. I have the wherewithal to write it down, to step to the mic, get my lick, get my lyrics twisted, get my tongue tied. Just when you think this entity is on your side, she gets quiet. She has you lying about a poetic diet that's meant for a hiatus. However you say this, lack of words until the show ends, then you get all kinds of shit to spin. She goes by many names. Some call her Mojo. She's not my muse, though. Now she can make my flow go pop. I'm not confused, so this entity has got to stop. It feeds like the blob. Everyone gets sucked into it. It's not a matchmaker, but it plays one. If you ever had a match with her, you should have stayed down. Ghostwriting may be a cure. That's close to an exorcism. Brothers with a nice voice, y'all know this ain't fictionalized. With all the erased inboxes you visualize, goddamn entities with no end to the penalty. And that's my piece. Thank you.
Oh, whew. My brother, my brother, my. y'all hear this? J-Rob, do you hear Joe the Verbal Mind? Man, do you hear him?
My man said she's rocking with you but thinking about me. I put my pen down. I'm like, nah, I ain't got no response to that. I put my pen down. That was hot.
Joe. Man, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man, this piece is a wicked piece, bro. This piece is a wicked piece, bro, and I appreciate it, man. There was so many jewels in there, man. did you say Booty Pirate, bro? Did you say that?
Yeah, I did say Booty Pirate.
I'm cool with Mr. Metaphoria. Yeah. Mr. Metaphoria, he did say Booty Pirate. He said Booty Pirate. bro. dope piece, bro. Man, I dug that, man. Like I said, man, I'm learning a lot from you, bro. I'm learning a lot from you, bro. Keep teaching me, bro. Just keep teaching me. I appreciate you.
All right, brother. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Now, you ready to get out on that get down dance floor, bro? You ready to... I mean, it's somebody's woman out there waiting for you to snatch him up, man, you know.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, I'll slide over there and Siri, you know, to bird direct somebody. You know how it is.
Yeah. Do that Siri thing. Bro. I'm gonna stand there and pretend to be you, and I don't want you to spit them pieces. I'm just gonna lip sync the words. Just make sure you hit that piece when I like she's rocking with you, but she's thinking about me. I got the perfect pose for that one. The perfect pose.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, our good brother on his way to the dance floor, none other than Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Thank you, my brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all.
Man, he came through here and killed that, bro.
That's your man.
Oh, man. Are you ready? Are you ready for the next poem? I will warn you, he is of the LSP persuasion. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Mr. Metaphoria.
Open the door, motherfucker. Sit around here all goddamn.
And it begins.
And it begins.
Damn, 45 minutes per poet and shit. Why don't you niggas rush me off in 4 minutes? That's how y'all treat me around this motherfucker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, right. That was Mr. Metaphoria with his commentary.
Thank
and his piece.
You,
that's
Cleveland.
Yep,
yep,
have
yep,
a great
yep.
night.
See, that's how they do me.
And it begins.
What's good with you, bro?
Yeah, I'm watching this game in the middle of waiting. This shit is tight. 43-42. It's Phoenix and the Clippers. Chris Paul came back.
It ain't
tonight.
The Knicks. Who cares? It ain't the Knicks.
I don't care. We made it, but we didn't do shit, you know.
If it ain't the Knicks, I don't care.
What's going on with you, man? Shout out to J-Rob. Using them big ass words and shit at the earlier part of the show. I don't really know what them words mean, but they sound disrespectful. So watch your mouth when you talk to me.
Did you just hit me with the Kevin Hart? You know, I'm going to take that as disrespect. Watch your mouth.
Yeah. Watch your mouth.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I've been there listening, seen all them 17 little words flow that's when I was said, did he just say nigga? That's all I can think of. Did he say nigga?
he said, hold my beer.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, J-Rod sound like a motherfucker that done 15 years in the pen, and all they had to do was read books. They sound smart as fuck after they get off the lockdown, but I don't just get that.
Oh, what's my man from A Living Color? Well, let me tell you
David
the quantification of the reevaluation of the simplification of what you live occasion. Yeah.
Let me flagellate my prostate. I mean, right, stem. Right.
I tell you what, the two worst words you can learn in the penitentiary is lubrication and prostate. Them two areas you don't want to travel while you locked up. That's all
I'm
saying.
You ain't trying to find a proctologist in jail. But
yeah,
that's a different
story. But I ain't
going
to take up too much time. Y'all already did that. Rain took up 45 minutes at the beginning of the show. It must, her name was Thunderstorm tonight. It wasn't just rain. It wasn't simple rain. It was Thunderstorm when it take that long. I'm let y'all ask y'all questions, and I'm going to spit my piece, and I'll get the hell out of the way.
Well, actually, before, it's Van's turn. It's you, Van.
I just did the last one. What are you talking about?
You both have LSP, and you keep letting him. You keep letting the dogs loose on your man, and they don't bite. So I'll stay out of that.
Hold on. In my Black Panther voice, hold on. We don't do that here.
I'm mad at you, Mr. Metaphoria. I don't mean no disrespect, so I'm just going to ask this nicely of you. If poetry was an entity, I want you to blame your pain on poetry. Me and Van going to move out of your way because you're 6'13", and you need to go ahead and get on down.
All right, I got you. This is called torture of your rhyme. If you are blamed for the pain. Tears I would have never shed if you wouldn't have bled memories upon parchment I wanted to forget. At times you make me sick. You spill my secrets that were meant to be forever kept. You reveal my heart in depths that I never wanted to travel, leaving my enigmatic cloth unraveled. You spoke of thoughts I had of ending it all when tattooed shrines of lost loved ones cut too deeply, unable to heal. I was once unable to feel, but you returned life to my nerves when the voices previously heard became spoken words. It's absurd the way you brought me from the shadows. Made me fight my battles as the war kept raging on, and I could still hear the battle cries as the infantry of emotion fall from my eyes. Nightly, every fucking night I'm filled with fright of the visions witnessed as I reside in slumber, violent storms of lightning and thunder, to awakening cold sweats after reliving past choices turned regrets. I blame you. You saved me, then enslaved me, accepted my sins but never forgave me. Years I spent trying to impress you, and not one time did I ever stress you, but you put me through a complete hell. And I was only a man with a story I never wanted to tell. Many days I wondered if I would be living burden-free if you were never introduced to me. Although it may sound insane, I found pleasure in the pain you induced in me, the pain of poetry. And if it is to be that I carry the heavy of you with me mentally, I'll do just that until the end of time, so no others will have to endure the torture of your rhyme. In peace.
There's something about how you put together words. There's something about how you put time and space together when you put your words out there. And when you merge time and space, that shit is dope. And we get what you just gave us. I'm digging this on a lot of different levels. I'm trying not to laugh because I still got the other stuff that you said in my head, but I dig so much what you brought with this. And again, when you bring time and space together, I really enjoy what you bring to poetry. And before I let Van have the mic, I want to also say congratulations on the collaboration that you did with Danielle. I really liked that collaboration. That was real. That was true art.
I appreciate it and appreciate it and appreciate it. And Danielle is the only reason the collaboration popped. She just let me hang around with her and shit, you know. She had the light. She just let a little bit shine on me.
I'm rocking that, okay? Van Meadows.
Man, you know, as much, I got to be honest, as much stuff as we give Mr. Metaphoria and as much stuff as he give us, there is no denying that this man is a masterful, creative writing poet. There's no denying that. And this piece that he written, mind you, on such short notice, like he didn't have all day, but just a few hours ago, demonstrates that, Dave. And I appreciate your pen, brother. I really do. Because you do put together things that make people think differently when you put your words together. And I, too, agree with my brother. You and Danielle's collab was an amazing collab. And if J-Rap tells you one more goddamn time, week after week, about that collab. But I digress because he is the poetry entity, so I have to yield his power
tonight. They just did the collab yesterday.
We just did it yesterday.
I know. I'm just giving him a hard time. Dang.
I'm the entity.
Don't do that, Van. You see how early when he fucked up at the beginning of the show talking about the live mics, how he got all bent out of shape and shit. We ain't got time for all that shit no more. He took his football and went home. I was like, well, look at this shit here. This is what dark-skinned people do right here. This is dark-skinned people like sugar.
Boy.
He pissed them off one time. They take his football and go home.
All dark-skinned people ever do is try to bring law and order.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you two things before we cut your mic. Two people hit me up back channel, and they was like, let me grab my popcorn. David Mott just hit the stage. I can't with him. He's really, really dope. And then he's such a fool, and that's Janelle. And then my brother Mike was like, you know what, as much as I don't like listening to Dave, I can't front, no question, that boy is dope.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate you, Janelle. I appreciate you, Mike. Much love to both of y'all. You know, they make it hard on me coming over here dealing with these two motherfuckers, but I come here every week. I try. I'm going to be first next week. I'm going to call in Wednesday, and I'm going to just wait for Thursday night. I got to call that fucking early.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie to you, man. At 8:45, it was already like 3-4 people already here. And I was like, dang. By the time you got here, you were like fifth or sixth. So I'm sorry, your figure out just wasn't as fast as theirs.
But let me say to all the people that call at 8:45 sharp every week, goddamn, find you something to do on Thursday sometime. Let some other motherfuckers go first. Hell, sit there watching the clock and shit, waiting to dial a goddamn number and hit one. There's got to be something you want to do Thursday. Have to piss sometime or something. Go do that first. That's why I was late.
Really?
I had to piss. You
really?
That's where we at.
That's where we at.
Yeah, I got to piss right now. So I had to go piss with y'all on the phone, but I'm trying to be respectful tonight, you know. And like I said, once again, John, them big ass words, watch your mouth. But I feel some of them finna come on, you know. I don't urinate, John. I piss. It's different.
Oh, man.
Country mouth, we take a piss. I'm going to get off here and go watch this game. Love and life,
game,
y'all, and all that good shit.
Yes,
yeah,
sir,
I might
brother.
Listen to one more call depending on who it is. If it's a boring motherfucker, I'm just hanging up. But you'll see my number if I fall off of there. But other than that, I'll be tuned in.
All right, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Metaphoria, one love, one mic.
Someday, Van, you're going to feed the dogs, and they're going to get vicious again, like when we first started the show.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But I'm ready for the next caller. I'm ready.
Oh, Who do we have?
We have Bella. Hey, Bella.
It's not Bella, but it is the shining speaker. Yes, the shining speaker.
Wait. Who is this?
The shining.
This is the shining speaker.
Hey,
the shiny.
Yeah.
Shiny,
yeah.
I need a favor from you.
What?
Because I need a favor from you. Are we going to get one of your famous 15-minute joints, or are you going to you're going to take it easy on us and just give us something to tease our brains for 3 or 4 minutes?
I can do that. Was it 15 minutes? It didn't feel like 15 minutes. It didn't. Okay, no. I'm gonna give you. I hope this is short. Yeah, this is short. This is not long. Nope. Mm-mm.
Okay. Because you know who loves you, but we got an awful lot of callers, and I don't want to skip anybody. I don't want no one to hang up thinking they're not going to get heard. So, because you know who loves you, stop playing. So let's go. Van Meadows has a question for you.
Hold on. First of all, hello, shiny speaker. How are you doing today? You doing all right? He just kind of went in. He didn't even ask you how you were doing. Ask you, you having a good day. He just said, I love her.
That supersedes everything. I said, I love her. I love her. That supersedes how you doing.
Shiny speaker, you have to excuse my brother tonight. He is actually the entity tonight.
I said, I love her. You didn't say love. You said, how you doing? Like you on the block. He was like, hey, Shawty, how you doing?
Shiny speaker.
I said, I love you.
I heard it. Yo.
I do love you as well. I love you as well, okay? I really
he
do.
Said it second. I said it first. First, one comes before two.
Shiny Speaker.
I could listen to this all night, like for real. Like,
I said I love her.
Y'all make my day. Y'all are not rapping tight. I love it. I love it. It's my day.
I still say I love her first.
No, it doesn't matter. It matters what she hears last. You know, because the last thing you hear is always the thing that resonates with you. You do know that, right?
But the person who said it first will always make your heart flutter.
Oh. It's flutter. Yeah. Okay.
Tomato, tomato. It's usually the one that says it the first that always ends in the first heartbreak. You know that too, right?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That escalated quickly. Okay. That went way left.
Wow.
We was doing love and hellos. I can see.
I can see.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Shining Speaker, the reason I said heartbreak, and I said that because he is the entity tonight, and tonight you get to blame your pain on him. So if you are ready, we're going to step back and let you have at it. Go ahead and get on down.
I like it. So, well, what happens when a man shows you something that you ain't never seen before? You leave even a poetess or a speaker at a loss for words. Now, you may have a break of your way before you get there, but that entity is a different kind of pain because it's the discomfort that comes with the unfamiliar. So this piece is called The Place That You Wouldn't Go. Give me a moment. Maybe a little less to explain the nature of your tenderness. I must confess you have a poetess at a loss for words. You touch me in a place where silent breeze speaks and the still night moves, thoughts groove dancing to the way your eyes look at me. Beyond the end, before you even commence, past tense, I'm already sprung on the stuff you ain't even done yet. But you said it's deeper than that. Feeding your queen soul food, saving the swag until the I do's are through, letting me know I'm worth the wait, but that's clickbait. You already know you're tempting me without trying. I mean, I can't help the way that your vibes leave me weak on fleek. You know I'm a closet freak, so give me just a peek, just to peek my curiosity. You see, I'd kindly let loose if you ask me to kindly let loose with my inhibitions and let me show you how deep it really is. Or whatever Keith Sweat said. You smile and tell me that a real man will not unveil what is covered or unearth what hasn't been discovered unless he intends on tending the treasure, ascending straight to the pleasures when he gives you his last name. No games, just him in the winner's circle claiming the prize. Your definition of love hits me like silk, smooth, the skin, and your choice of purity over the pure poop, not nay, a rare demand, and it comes with a platinum pan. You sure you don't want a sample, man? Now you're kissing my hand when there's so much more on the menu to sample. For example, check out the aioli you can get a la carte, and that's just the appetizer. Then you start spitting words like respect to redefine the narrative left by the boys you've had. Bruh, you really are trying to rewrite my pose. You say no line should be left with a question mark. My words, here's the lesson for today. Park your pen and lean in. A real man won't be here for play, queen. And a queen must follow you to that immaculate throne you carry, king. It's not an easy thing to ignore the craving, but it would be harder still to duplicate an original. Although sometimes I wonder if I pushed the envelope, dipped the pen, and rewrote this love story in the key of kinky, would you have gone further? Well, I don't know, but I do know I will respect the place where you wouldn't go. And that's that shine. See, that was short. Short and sweet.
Yeah. Man, can you write this in the key of kinky?
Man.
That's my line. That's my line. Can you write this in the key of kinky?
I'm bilingual. So I can go.
I speak two languages, too. I speak hip-hop and Shebrew.
Oh, my goodness. See, that, hold on. See. I know that chapter. I do.
Man.
I memorized
Listen.
I memorized it.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was the winner's circle, knowing that you was the prize.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
And I got to be honest. when I hear you spit pieces, you make a man want to fall in love with you when you talk like that. Because you say something and you touch a man's inner mind with your words. And I don't even know if you realize it, but every time I hear you speak, I hear this from you. I'm like, huh?
Really?
Yeah.
If the woman ain't you like that, she's not doing it right. She's missing the whole point.
Missing the whole point.
As the piece and the pen to fill a man up again. She's missing it. She's missing it. Where's she
that
at?
Part.
I got a book. I teach. Where is she at? I have a class.
That part.
I'll sign her up. I'll help her out. A man deserves
Listen, we're going to round up all a lot of women we know and just send them to your class. Cause,
you
honey, I'm
going to get
There are powers. There are powers in your words of affirmations when you use them in your pieces. You truly uplift and not tear down. And oh my God, that
always.
Love that.
Yeah,
always. I love
like,
that.
Like real talk.
I love that.
Thank you, King. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
More than welcome. Thank you. Thank you. And
you're
now
welcome.
We're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can mingle, dance, you know, have yourself a good time. Can you hang
Thank
out with
you.
Us for a little while longer?
Yes, sir. I'll be on for the whole show. I'm going to be here. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down dance floor, shiny speaker. One love,
thank
one mic. And thank you, Queen.
Thank you, King.
Bruh, is she not powerful or what? Is she not powerful or what? I mean,
she
on.
Was on point like a sniper
come
with this
on.
Piece. She was so on point. I'm someplace different after hearing her. That was really hot.
Me too, man. Me too. Me too, bro. But we got to elevate just a little bit more, Jay. Just a little bit more. Because, but we made up this topic. We knew certain poets would come and bring them and their originality to this type of topic because it suits them.
Very true.
We had this conversation. So
very true.
Let me bring on one of the poets that we had in mind when we were discussing this, ladies and gentlemen, Rebel P. Jones.
Absolutely.
Rebel
oh,
P.
Oh, my goodness, guys.
Absolutely.
What's
how,
good, bro?
How y'all doing this evening?
Yo, thank you for waking up, bro.
Man. Thank you for waking up this morning, bro.
Today. I am sorry to disappoint you ink guys tonight, but I did not even know what the topic was until I called in the show and went on the event page while I was waiting in the queue. And I was like, shit, I don't have nothing for this. So tonight I'll probably not come like I normally come because I wrote this in the queue based on the topic and whatever my muse told me I was supposed to write.
Mm.
So, J-Rob, you're either getting a sex change and becoming a bitch tonight or I'm taking the entity and giving it back to poetry. Because, unfortunately, poetry's got to be a woman tonight because the title of this piece is This Bitch Poetry.
My man. Yes. Oh, my chest. Yo, he hurt my whole chest.
No,
he hurt my whole chest. Oh.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to step back
sir.
And let you go ahead and get on down. Oh, my God. He hurt my chest, man.
All right, now, forewarning, I have no clue what the content of this piece is, so you guys are getting it for the first time as I am.
Oh, man.
I literally just dropped the pen and finished writing this when you called me in the queue, so.
Bruh, go ahead, man, and get on down, man.
No doubt, about to get down. This bitch poetry. This bitch poetry? Let me tell you something about this bitch poetry. She makes my anger fume as it's filled by her commanding manner. Who the fuck does she think she is?
As my pain bleeds through the ink, I now read aloud on epiphany. I have real epiphanies that blend with my nightmares and tears and make it hard for me to optically see the same reality that most see. See, looking at all this fucking blurry. See, poetry means to me struggle, mental torture, and tragedy. From the inside out, she's eating all that's left in me. So she can smile back at me when she sees the lack of happy if I'm not with her. If you gleam within the eyes of me, you would see a void of light that once existed so brightly inside of me. But I'm so addicted to the point of unhealthy, I obsess over her. Until rational decision-making begins melting into the realms of not existing. Oh, how my fingers bleed with the quill in hand on command of she. Poetry all around me and such a maddening siren scream. My insanity is all she really fucking gives me, envisioning the worst horrific future for humanity. But fuck, she's so fucking beautiful, though. The most wickedly gorgeous beast that's ever entered the mind of me. But now I feel him inside differently, as if my vessel is haunted by this poetry entity violently. She is my intimate secret, scraping the words across the mind of me. My agony, my forever. She is what made the God in me bless this pen and ink, as each letter penned is given breath to breathe and thought to think by that godly poetry that has possessed it all that exists in me. That's that piece.
Oh my God.
Yo.
Oh,
there you go. There you go. You go.
Bro. First of all, thank you for telling why you're mad, son, in the words of Jay Rock the Wild, son. But, yo, I love the fact that you started it off with my man getting a sex change because he's got to be a woman. Bro, I'm going to tell you right now, that piece you just wrote it, but that piece is fire for tonight, bro. We could feel your energy. We could feel your pain. We could feel your bro, we felt all of that in the delivery and the word content, bro. Dope, dope, ink. J-Rob.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rebel. The way you gave
sorry,
this
J-Rob.
Piece.
Sorry, J-Rob. Sorry, bro.
Hey, it's... The entity is all things to all beings. I take no offense. But the way you kicked this cadence, the way you gave this thing life, I was like, holy shit. That's what I'm talking about. I know you just wrote that. But, bruh, you wrote that. You wrote that.
I appreciate that.
You wrote that. And I'm just sitting here like, wow. That's,
yes, sir.
That's some real spitting poetry, boy. Between you and David Ma just now, man, it's your cadences that capture my attention. And you and I talk, you know, offline and whatnot, so you know how I dig particular cadences and how you catch, departmentalize your poetry and how you put it together when you give it to us. Another sure shot, bro.
I feel like I have to, man. Otherwise, it just gets pent up in there. You know what I'm saying? It just got to.
Yes, sir.
When it's ready to breathe, and explode, you have to let it. Otherwise, you know what I'm saying? You're going to end up regrettable later. You know what I'm saying? You're going to regret not letting it be free. You know what I'm saying? Not letting it free itself from you.
Yes, sir.
Well, I dig it. However you give it, I dig it, bro. So thank you. Van Meadows, what say you, bro?
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
bro.
You for waking up today, y'all.
Yo, thank you for waking up today, man. Representing DSR, y'all. Let's give it up for Rebel P.
All
Jones,
damn
y'all. That's our brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey,
man,
we're going to
right
over to that dance floor, bro. Grab yourself some,
no
you know,
doubt. I heard Rain
or two.
Is giving lessons. Rain is teaching folks
yeah,
how to
man.
Dance. So I'm down with that.
God bless the child.
Our brother, Rebel P. Jones, on his way to the dance floor. One love, one mic, my brother. Killed that, man.
One love, one mic.
Bro, he slaughtered that, bro. He slaughtered that.
Under no uncertain terms did that brother do his thing on that.
Yo, Yes, man, yes. And well, you know what I love about it, Jay? You know what I love about it?
Talk
to me. The brother didn't know what the topic was. While he was in queue, decided to write to the topic. So, yo, bruh. That's one of the dopest things right there, man.
This is what we keep talking about when we ask poets to stretch their pens.
Yes, sir.
And look at what comes out. Look at what comes out. No argument.
Absolutely, man. We're going to keep this party going, man. We're going to go to our other good brother, the musical one, C-34 Music, y'all. What's good, my brother?
Y'all played Nate Dogg earlier.
Yes, we did.
And all it made me do is think of this. Coming from the north side of the 615, here on the get down, would you let me ride?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. That's what's up, bro. Yes, sir. Let me ride. Bruh. J-Rob, you hear this, man?
That's your man right there.
That's my man. Yes, sir. That's my man.
Yeah, but I'm a little bit concerned about the both of you. And I want to point that out.
See,
the point is, I couldn't help but notice your pain. It runs deep. Share it.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't.
That's like one of my favorite Tupac songs. Oh, my God. I am the entity. I said, how dare you blame me for what you already knew was going to happen? Because the blame is not on me. It's on thyself when I listen to the – before the ink dripped on the page from the scribbles of the sounds of the pen, I knew what you was going to write. Therefore, the pain is yours to own. I am –
did the CNN.
The entity. Absolutely.
Is that air you're breathing now?
There it is.
Man.
So I got my piece here. So I'll wait till you ask the question.
C-Double.
Yes.
C-Double, the core music, my brother.
Yes.
The entity is among us. He's with us right now. And he is the one which is in physical form, not in spiritual essence, but in physical form. See what I did there?
Brother,
blame your pain on him and get down.
This piece is called Freak Milli Vanilli. I'm not blaming it on the rain, Robin Fab. I'm not blaming this on the boogie, the Jackson 5. I'm not blaming this on the alcohol, Jamie Foxx. In fact, no one is to blame, Howard Jones, except you, for giving me these words, metaphors, bars, and phrases, waking me up in the fortnight, a.m., causing me to create you. These verses became urgent and current, versus the deep sleep I yearn for. I learn for certain that you have merged my pain to where I scream mercy. These cannonballs actually are adding up as stanzas provide the stamp invoking a standard styles of observations from random thoughts. And I'm not talking hookers on phonics on these street corners walking. My alphabet that becomes a serial composite. To the point Obama repaired the microphone after he dropped it. If these similes and this assembly don't fit, I'm too legit to acquit. I hope I hammered that point of no return to sender because I love you tender. Like I force medical doctors to tears, falling from the rain, but tricks are for kids and you're just a squirrel trying to get a nut. I'm a man who don't wear lipstick in lip sync, tearing up my heart, wearing hair extensions to be gone, dancing to pop in sync. I dip my pen in ink, sending proteges over to the Brooklyn Bridge for some cheesecake. breast milk, you make my day. But don't call me the goat because my God ain't Baphomet. I'm not here to be popular. Wearing this tux and a monocle, this message is in my monologue, and I didn't have sex, splatter Monica. I'm under surveillance and I'm being monitored for consciousness in my comedy where I'm copying Mary J. Blige, no more drama now. And girls, you know it's true. I'll take you to Xanadu and we'll get physical in Canada. Then fly to Barry Manilow's house and send him to the Coca Cabana. I blame you, poetry, for this because the Pointer Sisters agreed with Barack saying, yes, I can. Shut the freak up, Joker. I don't even like Milli Vanilli. I went to Motown Philly for a cheesesteak, and they gave me deep dish. Really? And I'm already an enemy to VH1 and MTV because my poetry is an enormous entity of implanted breast-sized entities dropping into this in peace.
Bro, J-Rob, you go first.
I like how you have the tenacity of always putting together, you take a line from this dope song, a line from that really, really good song, a line from this song, and you merge it together to make a piece sound like it's brand spanking new. And I dig the combination, how you word all of this together, man. And I like doing that. But I really enjoy listening to somebody else do it, and you do it better than I do, and I really dig how you put it together. So two fingers up, and you get kudos from me, big brother. I loved it.
Thank you.
Van Meadows.
Yes, sir. C-34 music, man. I agree with what my brother has already said because I, too, dig that about your pieces. I'm always anxious to hear which musical component is going to be featured in your piece. And when you blend them all together to create these masterpieces, bro, this is it's just some of the most amazing work I've ever heard or ever listened to. And I'm a fan. I'm letting you know right now I'm a fan, man, because you and I come from the same era of music. And when I hear certain things in your pieces, it always jogs a memory or triggers something. As a matter of fact, the title of the piece, I still have my Milli Vanilli cassette tape. I still have it because
why you admit that in person? How you admit that live?
Very easily. Because despite the fact that those brothers lip synced, someone actually sung the music. Someone actually made that music. And it was some darn good music. From start to finish.
But it wasn't them, though, man. It wasn't them.
It didn't have to be.
It wasn't them.
It didn't have to be.
It wasn't them.
It didn't have to be them. I know it wasn't them. And when they put out the whole thing to send your music back, send it back for a refund, I said no. Because I love the music. I enjoyed it. So, no, I wasn't doing that. And, brother, I appreciate you for bringing these kinds of pieces night after night, week after week. So thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
Oh, I'm with Ben on that one.
Thank you very much for letting me just thank you for letting me flow because that last line, I did not know how that was going to come up. But I was like, dang, okay.
it worked, man. It definitely worked, bro. No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
So my brother.
Great. Great show. Great show. I mean,
oh, man. Thank you.
To follow
man.
That
thank
line
you for
up.
Adding to the great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nah, we honestly, I mean, we joke around about a whole lot of things, but, bro, seriously, thank you for blessing us with your talents that you have been gifted by who whatever entity gave them to you, and they were fighting over who was going to get credit. Just thank them all, because, bro, you are a talent. You are a real serious
Indeed.
Talent, so thank you.
Indeed.
So I'm going to go over to the dance floor and do the chili sauce by the time.
I'm not messing
My
with you.
My man.
I ain't messing with you.
And I'm gonna have that. I'm gonna have that face like Morris Day.
All right, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor, our good brother C Double 34 Music, y'all. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Man.
I say. That was
that brother, man. That brother, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. But y'all in for a treat tonight, man. Y'all are in for a treat with this next poet. Get ready to bless the mic tonight. Man, listen. Listen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm kind of missing a certain element to this poetry thing. And, you know, certain nights of the week, there used to be these buffalo wings that was done by DSR's own CEO, Kane Spade. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, what's going on, Poetic? J-Rob, man. Hey, man,
what's
I appreciate
good,
that intro.
I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
How you making out,
hey,
big brother?
I'm good, man. You know, enjoying this show here. I heard Rebel over there dropping the bomb, C-Double. I mean, y'all going in, man. Joe the Verbal. I mean, the ladies doing their thing. Definitely feeling
yes,
the vibe
sir.
Of the show here.
Thank you,
appreciate
bro.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank
that
you.
Means a lot.
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
Now, the other title that y'all don't know that the CEO DJ affectionately known as DJ Kane Spade has is he's our Rakim, y'all. And if you listen closely, you'll catch the jewels why he's our era of Rakim. So, J Rob, lace my brother with
sir.
that with what's happening tonight.
Kane Spade, my big brother, if poetry was an entity, I would like for you to please blame poetry for your pain. And if you don't mind, Van and I are going to take a step back, let the mic step to you, so you can go ahead and get on down.
That's one hell of a thing right there. If poetry was an entity, and this piece comes to mind. The flames. Why does this remain a constant in my mind? One spark, one start is all I need. Burn everything like the flames take heed. One stage, one mic is all I need. Ready to burn, get lost and flow. Don't care about putting on a show. Lighter fluid and nice when I start to spit. Lost in chaotic flow, like I was meant to do that shit. Don't have to be a rapper or MC if you wanna get lost and spit. Fuck y'all labels and everybody talking shit. Let the page burn as the ink singe. All haters become unhinged. Everybody ain't my friends. The flames grow, being refueled, using negative energy as a tool. Yet there are so many different flames within this world that which burns with anger and hate. Flames of passion, fire to inspire your soul. Flames of war and destruction, question. What flames do you control? Question, what flames do you refuel? No more questions as I realize the flames of humanity exist in everyone, yet they manifest only with the action you take. And that's always from DSR, all damn day, the flames.
Yo. Yo.
Damn.
Yo.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Tell him, Van.
Yo, somewhere right now, Rakim is calling. He's calling Eric B. Says, yo, do you hear this guy coming after my title? Yo, flames. Bro, Kane Spade, man. This was a fire piece, bro. Man, I miss hearing you spit on the mic, bro. I'm so glad you're back. You're making your rounds. Because, brother, I respect you and your pen, and when you do stuff like this, man, very much appreciate it, bro. J-Rob the Wise Son.
Give them all them flames, bro. It's like you shooting from the hip and just giving them all them flames. I dig this piece so much on so many levels, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. And like Van said, I miss your pen. I miss hearing you spit, and I'm glad that you're back, bro, for however long we got you to decide to be on permanently. And I'm glad you bring your talent to the get down because we missed you, bro. Real spit.
Yes, you. Yes, sir.
Hey, I appreciate it right there. You know, I had to, you know, dig up that piece. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I switched them pieces a couple times here and everybody. I was like, damn, they got me changing genres, man, like I had a gun on my hand. I'm like, damn.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with it at all, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but definitely a great show here, you know. Appreciate y'all having me on. Get down, man. I'm going to go on the back. I got my buffalo wings, hot wings,
yes,
and the nuclear special.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Man, I've been waiting, bro. I've been waiting. I might have to slip off, man, and let J-Rob do the hosting it just so I can get my hands on something for everybody else.
I gotta get my hand on them wings too.
Hey, appreciate y'all, man. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic. We
one
appreciate
light.
You, ladies and gentlemen. That is our brother DJ Kane Spade, CSR, CEO of DSR. All day, that's our bro, man. That's our bro, man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, let me tell you something. You have a little under 3 minutes before you will no longer be able to hear the remainder of the show. If you'd like to continue the show, you must dial in before the 11 o'clock hour, 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. If you desire to blame your pain on poetry. So, with that being said, next up, we have Gina Storm. Hey, Gina.
Hello, Poetic and J-Rob. Happy Thursday.
How are you, beloved?
Happy Thursday.
Happy to
how
be here.
We're happy that you're here.
I'm going to get down. I've been listening, and I'm loving it.
Well, we're
thank
loving
you so much.
Having you here with us.
Definitely.
Appreciate that.
So, Miss Gina, Van Meadows has a statement that he would like to bless you with.
All right.
Now, Gina Storm, you know, I've had the pleasure of knowing you for almost 3 years now. Do you know that? Do you realize
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely. Time flies.
And absolutely. And in the course of these 3 years, I've heard a lot of your work. And I've heard a lot of the pain that comes in your work. Tonight, honey, tonight is the night that you get to blame poetry for your pain. So me and J-Rob will get out the way, and you can direct all that pain to the entity known as poetry. And tonight, that so happens to be J-Rob the Wise Son. So go ahead and get down.
Thank you so much. I'm going to simply title this one number 3. Your ass lied to me repeatedly, giving a false sense of security, blaming to be different, better, stronger, faster, capable of reciprocal love. You said time and time again. I listened, told myself momentarily, the prop was so scary. You sold wolf tickets and fucked without backup or backbone, taking residence in my storm shelter. Inconsistencies made me question me. How can this be a possibility? A friendless bitch living vicariously through me, treacherous, disrespectful, and dangerous. I cried a million times on my black, ashy knees. I prayed that you would try me today. I'm ready to end the charade of a healthy connection. You're a huge distraction, hell-bent on your own satisfaction, primping in the mirror, feeling entitled to continue Then you surgically cut me long, deep, and wide, stabbed my back repeatedly, and then kissed me. Used names to make me believe that I was a special lady, a diva, or queen. And you treated me like anything. Either restricted my freestyle delivery or mocked it. Adios. I'm over it. I've been transparent, translucent, and honest. That obviously is not the norm. Worse than the pain of breaking up due to cheating, you're an attention whore, determined to ego stroke yourself to a happy ending, while on me, you are shitting, grabbing my hand and look deep in my eyes, plotting my demise, promising forever, then your eyes start to wander, hitting on my place, sister, you're a blunt, passed around clown, you can be anybody's mister, not belonging to just me or the community. I hate the power that you drained from me. I can't retrieve time, love, pussy, or ink. I have no idea how your heart still beats cold and black. You were the grimmest reaper. Should have been my diary and my secret keeper. Yet delusions of grandeur have you pumped up like hot air balloon size and status. I'm disgusted. You're busted. Trying to recruit a squad of groupies who move like you. Slithering sideways across the sand, my heart says, fuck you. Hands in my pocket, no need for bird flipping. That sass you hate about me is now being fed to you intravenously. Expertly, I'm going to use my detailed knowledge of forensics to work for me. I gave everything and you took more. My pen, hand, voice, and asshole are all sore. Bending over and grabbing my ankles was never my intention. Did I mention you gave me mouth vomit? I was shackled in the dungeon of confusion, wanting, needing, taking, lying, imitating, faking, trying to hold on to myself, just barely. Asthmatic breathing. Heavy. You picked the wrong day to mess with me. You poked the bear. I tried, but I can't care. You gave turn-by-turn directions. That's what got me here. Don't shake and stutter now. You elevated yourself standing on my shoulders. Toxic tendencies would have killed me. I hate the pain and humiliation of repeated rape and ravenous craves that you have as you perpetually dispense these every single day. Pure nonsense. I must savagely dispose of the memory. Carnage and the body will never be found any place. Thinking the grave that you dug for me will remain empty for the time being. I'm simply purging the former form that you boxed me in. I need to breathe easily and again enjoy life's bounty. I'm no plaything or toy. You had me at the word go, but that's over. No more. I have left nothing to prove. I, for over a decade now, in my mind and on stages, paid my dues. Every scar earned, my singular tattoo says storm, to remind me of the pain reversed that wasn't even rehearsed, the ugliness of sacrifice, not appreciated, fake love when you should have hated. I could have at least took that if it had been the truth. I've been energized with no more need to fight, not even a throat punch to remind me of the time. Thank you, poetry, you heartless. You're not worth it. The treatment that I had to go through was for me to be this updated version of me. Now it's ready for release. The old one is gone. May she rest in peace.
Y'all coming in here. Y'all coming in here getting at the entity like it's all my fault. Again.
I'm sorry, J-Rob. It wasn't against you. No.
I know, sweetheart. I know it's not against J-Rob. But in the entity form, I have to speak as such. You knew exactly what your pen was going to do the moment it started to scratch the paper and vomit ink. The moment it started to ejaculate verbs and adjectives. The moment that prosperity ended at the period at the end of the poem that made it the piece that it became. You knew what you was doing. I am the entity. I am poetry.
Yeah.
And that piece was dynamic.
I called it number three because it was my third draft. I actually wrote a piece to the topic.
And you killed me, Van Metal.
Not
good to see you, brother.
Style. Thank you. That's not easy.
Listen. Man, listen. There's something about pain that will produce some of the greatest work in a poet because it's raw emotions from a deep place. But when Gina was spitting this, I felt the pain, but I also felt the gratitude of the release. Like, she was at peace with each word being released. And my gracious, you did that. Oh my God, you did that. Oh my God. This
Thank
piece
you for
was everything. No, you're more than welcome. This was life.
I was just so happy to be able to write to the subject and try to read what I wrote. That's always a struggle for me because my mind just won't go there to go straight to the freestyle. And I was like, no, I wrote this on purpose. Let's go.
You definitely did that.
I thank you for doing that.
your voice and your words in this piece embodies the whole statement. This power of life and death in the tongue. Honey.
Oh, I feel good. Woo. Thank you. I have to remind myself sometimes I'm a poet, so I appreciate that. Thank y'all for the amazing topic and allow me to push my pen and release my pain.
Yes.
Thank you for what you did.
Yes.
I appreciate that, really. One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic. Now go
one
out
love,
there
one
to
mic,
that
bitch.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bro, she wrote to the topic. Three, not one, not two, but a third draft. Bruh. And, man, did she not deliver that?
She brought that.
What?
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. Congratulations. If you're still hearing the sound of my voice, you've made it into the overtime hour. So, those that were listening online, if they did not get in, well, sorry. But you're here, and that's what counts. So, next up, we got our good brother, Gwayne. Come through, brother. What's good with you, man?
Hey, brother. Good evening, man. I just want to congratulate you guys for putting up a spectacular show, you know, to all the poets that had went before me, man. Just totally amazing. One thing I'm going to do, though, I heard Metaphoria said that he's going to call on Wednesday. I'm just going to send my camp out emoji. So I'm just going to send smoke signals. And I'm going to take my Black Friday attitude. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like at Best Buy, you know, Thanksgiving. I'm going to put in those pre-orders before before it goes on.
I know that's
man.
Right,
but,
man. Before, I know that's
you,
right.
You
bro.
Guys, but you guys are phenomenal, though. I just want to say, you know, it's worth the wait. You know, it's worth the wait, and I say thank you to all of that.
I truly, I should say we. Sorry about that, Van. We truly appreciate you, brother, for sticking in and sticking by us and allowing us an opportunity to get to hear you. So thank you for what you've done for this, because if it wasn't for brothers and sisters, and it's brothers like y'all, it would just be me and Van talking, man. So thank you.
Yeah, it's my privilege and honor, bro. It's my privilege and honor. So go ahead and ask me the question. So that we can indulge in this this fantastic journey of pain.
Van Meadows?
My brother. Even though I just did the last one, but I'm going to do this one too.
Oh, wait. I apologize. I'm looking at the list, and I put Gina next to my name instead of next to your name. I apologize. I put Gina next to my name.
The entity is usurping his authority. There you go, Mr. Metaphoria. There's another big word for you. He's usurping his authority. So in honor of him usurping his authority, I'm just going to go ahead. You know, I'm going to be obedient and say, my brother, the poetry entity is here. And are you ready to blame your pain on him? And if so, brother, go ahead and get on down.
I'm locked and loaded, brother. Feel my discovery. This pain that is caused by poetry is generationally the main component for my present-day dysfunctionality. Actually, I dismiss the generality. If not for the pain of poetry, I would be cast aside as just another literal casualty. My approach to the reality that my pen takes on a mind of its own and knows nothing of the meaning of neutrality, passionately dripping life on the canvas from my heart to experience, whether comedy or calamity. Pleasure or pain, my poetry confesses and expresses the content and intent of my perspective and capacity. I didn't give in to the fantasy of butterflies and pixie dust when the truth of my poetry revealed the unhealed wounds of generational curses circulating and masquerading as acceptable behavior when it is steeped deep in our subconscious and we have the nerve to define it as sanity. But the crux of it is misrepresented vanity. 5 minutes of TikTok fame that fans, the neurotic flames that drives us to look in the mirror at the stranger within, making a delusional statement. My popularity is a rarity because I don't have the clarity to see my lack of identity. The pain in my poetry is based on my perception and my level of tolerance. Poetry can be the greatest teacher from college to elementary, but the painful part is when the teacher gives the lesson and the student is still mired in stupidity. In peace.
I just finished writing while you was talking. I said y'all need to listen and learn. Y'all need to listen and learn. Y'all need to listen and learn. Yeah. My man, spit that pain. Van Meadows.
Yeah.
Man, listen, man. You talked about some of the most deepest pains that resides within us as a people.
Right, generational curses. Feel that.
That we, you know, we know, some we don't know. 5 minutes of TikTok fame. Bruh.
That's that lick right there, bro.
Bro, that's that lick right there.
You
definitely went in on this piece, man. You definitely educated, man. And I appreciate you and this piece, man. And I appreciate you for bringing your pain, man, letting poetry know, listen, dog, I got this pain. And this is what it is.
Yeah.
And in your pain,
the
beautiful thing about this piece was your pain wasn't selfish. It was a wake-up call for everybody else.
Yeah, there you go.
Bruh.
Hence
that right
there. Hence why I said listen and learn.
Bro, thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much, man. It's an honor, man.
Hey, man, I'm glad you're making your rounds back to the shows, bro. I've been missing you, bro.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I'm elevating. I'm getting ready to get my book published. And
great.
I'm gonna be hitting the circuit in a little bit towards the end of the year, you know. And I'm coming through, bro.
Perfect.
You know.
Perfect, bro.
Perfect.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely perfect.
All right, bro.
I just want to reiterate. Thank you for sharing.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you. Thank you, bro. And I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, Rob, that piece that I shared with you, that's just for a whole nother platform, bro. And so I want to get with, you know, brothers of the mind that have been wounded and, you know, work our way to becoming totally healthy, holistically, you know, that we can heal through poetry, bro. That's my desire.
Hold that piece, cause that show's coming. Van, I can't tell you what it is, but hold that piece, bro.
I know. I'm. That's why I put it back, bro. That's why I put it back.
My man, there you go, Van. I'll explain to you later. But hold that piece, Wayne. Mm-hmm. Hold that piece, bro. Salute to you, King.
Yeah. All right, blessings, brother. Blessings.
All right,
blessings. And, brothers continue to prosper. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man. Get on over on that dance.
Yeah, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. This is our brother, Gwen.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Man. Hey, man. That was a dynamic piece, bro. It's a dynamic piece, bro.
Oh, without question. Yeah. Without question.
Next up on the mic, y'all are in for a treat because it's been a minute since we've heard my brother on the mic. A lot of you know him. A lot of you heard his pieces. But he's here right now with us tonight, and he is my spiritual brother, Elder X. What's good with you, bro?
Pain. What's going on, y'all?
everything, Elder. How are you doing?
Brain. What's good, bro?
Chilling like a villain, trying to make a million, being like a mafia and tripping lobster. And if I don't get this next stimulus check, I might have to rob you. No, I'm just kidding. What's up?
It's hey, good
listen,
to hear you,
man. hey, listen, if I had your hand, I would throw my hand and ask for another hand so I could say that I want to be mama. There goes that man. I'm just trying to be you when I grow up, bruh. So don't break
damn,
my mirror. I'm just trying to be you when I grow up.
I understand. The same thing is reciprocal, brother. You know how we do.
Amen. Amen. Well, good brother, I do have a question for you. If your piece is first locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded, full metal jacket.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, brother, if poetry was an entity, I need for you to blame poetry, which is me this evening, blame poetry for your pain. Let me and Van move to the left and to the right of the mic and let you go on ahead and get on down.
Hey, yo, I still murder beats. Call me homicidal. Rhyme idle. I preach a poetry bar Bible. Tower till I'm Eiffel over urban horizon. Street license. Being barred for high prices. Get dope for flow. Be that fake in the labo. Take the edibles of the composition. Cater to the universe, I say that. And I claim it of the road less traveled. Can't do Queenie, nobody intervening. The Biloquy Manifesto, keep pen bleeding. It's duck season, so duck, you hate a peons. I'm so abstract in my own style, I pull up in a neon. I don't do jewelry, chains with diamond rings. I do the leopard skin medallions and the silk satin koofy. Ooh, wee, the streets are talking about me. That's the oldest lyricist, octane claim. Like Candyman, see me? Say my name three times. I make appearance like Houdini, suddenly on stage. Verbal injections, membranes I stimulate intellectually. Get my intel straight. Slang that melanin indigenous definitely. Ain't nothing changed what I do poetically. Infamous to the system. They can't stand it when we speak. The truth of my lyrics is a vital heartbeat. Sign a record contract? Who? Not me? Unless I own my masters. Just a mess of my fate. Yeah, you know what's coming. Like the stimulus. Checks in the bank. Show skilly. Elder Xology. Terminology. Different and unique. My destiny to be famous. For the restless tribes. Killing my vibes. For the kings and queens. Or some do or die. Striving to survive. Getting slices of the pie. Keep on doing you as I keep on doing I. Being right. If you like me and got a poetry addiction, bring the pain. And that's that piece.
Yo.
Bars,
yo.
Bars,
yo.
Bars, 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 and bars.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yo, first of all, I love the Wu-Tang Clan. Please understand, I love the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
And when you started with that Method Man, Bring the Pain, and then you added it in your piece, yo, first of all, Elder X, you are like one of my favorite poets, bro, because of the originality of your work, and then just the way that you go in, brother, because you have this ferocious ferocious to nasty. Of once you get a hold on something, you like a pit bull, and these bars, they just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And, bro, this is a phenomenal piece of work as well. Man, J-Rock.
Listen, bars, 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 and bars. When you listen to this cat and he starts to go in, everyone just step to the side for a second. That's all you'll need to know. Bars.
Humble, my brothers. Thank you. Thank you so
bars.
Much, man. You know,
stop
it, man. Come on, man. You got me blushing black over here. Man, but thank you, man. I got love for the show to get down, you know. I haven't been doing open mic. I've been busy in a positive way. And, you know, I'm doing a lot of video work right now. I got a project, but I'm not going to speak on it yet, but I got to do a lot of video work. And pick the right one. You know, people are looking at me off of Facebook, you know, and just doing my thing, man. And you know, it all started with shows like this, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And other shows, man. I'm telling you, man. Thank God for your formats, man. It gives us a chance to be heard and to practice our skill. Thank you, man.
Indeed, brother. Indeed, brother. We appreciate you, man. No doubt.
There you go, Van. Tell them. I was going to say the same thing.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. All right,
yeah,
my spiritual
thank
brother.
You, brother.
Looking forward to that project.
Well,
I can't wait till it come out, man.
Yeah, man. Listen, man, it's going to be powerful. And, yo, listen, but I'm going to go on the dance floor. I'm not going to hold it up, you know what I'm saying? But, man,
yes,
I need
sir.
To come back here more. I need to come home more, you know?
Yes, sir. Come on home,
oh,
brother. We're just waiting for you, bro.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Come on, we always got a seat for you. Bring it on.
Absolutely.
Bring the pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor, he got the DJ ready to throw on some Wu-Tang, y'all. Elder X, one love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Yo.
Yeah, man.
Brother is dope. Brother is so dope, man. Man. All right, man. Listen, man, we got another brother, man, that's so dope, man. And I'm glad he's one of my friends, man, in the community too, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Just Jay, what's good with you, bro?
Oh, quit playing. I thought y'all was about to introduce somebody else.
Nah. Van know what to do. Van know what to do. He seen you. Didn't see you. He seen you.
My man.
You understand completely, J-Rob. You heard it loud and clear. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all is doing y'all thing today. Why is y'all doing this like this tonight? Of all nights.
Bro, why not tonight?
Good answer.
Mm.
Exactly.
I started
why
to give
not?
Y'all a recycled piece, man, and then I heard all these poets doing these pieces, man. So y'all get a chance to give me the free, the fresh ink thing. Me of all people.
If that's the case, then me and Van got to dig back in the crates and go, fresh ink.
I got one. I got a half of them, but it's cool. I'll take that and run with it. All right. Yes, sir.
I think it's my good brother's turn to introduce you properly, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you good, bro. You good.
I want to make sure.
No, you're fine.
I want to make sure.
You're perfect. So Just Jay, my brother, man. Listen, man. It's been a long, almost 3 hours, bro. But
yeah.
one thing that has not taken a backseat to time is the fact, you know, this poetry is here, and somebody got to blame pain on him. So, brother, are you ready to blame your pain on poetry? Because if so, me and the entity are going to get out of the way.
All right.
So go ahead.
I'm
going
to go ahead
and
do this
Jay.
One. I'm going to do this one carrier pigeon style. Can go tell her, because I'm speaking directly to her right now. All around the world, poetry has expected, and nothing short of the best is accepted. You must excel. You must be in the upper echelons of easing the bottom rungs. Poets are a lowly lot. The best of the lowliest, the dregs of society, all owe poetry a debt of gratitude. And yes, we are a lowly lot. And whatever form she may take, through her many disguises and variances and varieties, to say the least, poetry has been a fickle lover, a disgusting lover, and definitely a lover of herself. She has strewn the streets with flames of fire, leaving behind dead mics in her wake. She has the audacity to claim innocence, but at her feet lie the fried corpses of many moths by her allure. Although the evidence is evident, she still holds to the allegations of them being false, while she steadily pours poets freely like water upon a desert landscape to bake and to shake. In last-ditch efforts, they gush their emotions, gasping for breath in verse, withering in the annals of time. Line by line, by line, by line, poetry has committed this crime, and we are all her willing accomplices. In peace.
Oh, oh.
Hold on, before we say one word, please give us that last two. Give us that last line, brother.
Yes.
Leading up to the ending, give us that last line.
Yeah, the guilty always come back to the scene of the crime. I hear you, J-Rob. I'm one step ahead of you.
Come on now.
Poetry has committed this crime, and we are all her willing accomplices.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That's the social antithesis of what tonight is about. That's what me and Van was talking about. This is why me and Van was excited and why we was hyped to have this show. You just hit the nail on the head with a sledgehammer, bro. Outstanding piece.
Thank
you,
bro.
Outstanding piece. Van Middles, what say you?
Man. That last line. It definitely. You're right. You're right. The guilty always shows back up to the scene of the crime, because that's exactly where the entity known as poetry wanted to go back to. However, I got to admit, I wanted to go back there, too. This is another dope piece of ink, J-Rob. J-Rob, yes, J-Rob. I'm talking to J-Rob. But just, yeah, this is a dope piece of ink, man. And your pen, man, like I told you before, man, your pen is just growing. And this new line of writing that you're doing, bro, you're about to explode with something, and I want to be here for it. I'm here for it. So
man,
you
was there from day one, man. You know what I'm saying? When I was just like really learning, like, oh, there's such thing as poetry. Y'all niggas serious for real? But I had talked to J-Rob one time on the telephone. And I had said, you know, man, it's really just a hobby. And oh, my goodness. J-Rob had sent me some poetry and talked to me about the different things he involved with and so on and so forth. And then I was like, wow, this is something more than poetry itself then. But, yeah.
That's
hey,
what's up, bro. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, well, and you're, he's a bad boy with that pen and pad, man.
Agreed.
No, I'm good. He's just a bad boy with that pen and pad. I'm just commentary.
No argument for me there, man. We just want to move him over to the Get Down dance floor. Jay, I hope you got a few minutes, man, where you can show them a few of those moves that you got.
Well, I do the robot.
Here you go. I got the perfect song for the robot.
Right.
I got the perfect song for the robot. Check the event page. Check the event page.
Yes, sir.
Don't do that, J-Rob. Hey, man, y'all be easy, man.
You take care, right, family.
Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic, Just Jay. Man, we're going to go from a Just Jay, bro, to a lyrical engine, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, my go-go brother. What's going on, man?
Man, I've been distracted, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? I have all day,
man,
driving, man. But I say, even though I'm a truck driver, I'm still a poet, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Absolutely.
My go-go brothers. So I'll be cracking. You already know what I'm going to do.
Tonight's a great
night. Yeah,
tonight, man. Tonight's a great night. I already know, brother. Just watch me work. Watch me work. Watch me work.
I'm going
to make the assumption that your piece is already locked and loaded, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. And if that is the case, brother, something very particular to the night. Should I give it to him, Van?
Yeah, you got to give it to him, bro. You got to give it to him.
You got to give it to him? All right, we got to give it to you. Well, if poetry was an entity... If poetry was an entity, and I am poetry this evening, am I not, Ben?
That is correct. He is that entity.
So yeah, poetry
man,
was
I
an entity.
J-Rob.
Just for 3 minutes, brother, because I am an entity right now. I'm not J-Rob. I am the entity poetry, and we want you to blame poetry for your pain. So, brother, get into that pain. Spit that pain.
You take the animosity out, putting you on there. I'm going to speak. I brought my mind. I'm going to speak. I'm going to call this a civil war, because this is how I feel poetically. All right. I came to bring the pain, hardcore from the brain. Are you ready for a civil war? I came to bring the pain, hardcore from the brain. Tell me, are you ready for a civil war? In this world of analysis, world that gets established, living in this time, trying not to be afraid, but every day in this life was being displayed. I'm ready to fade your whole nature. Love is... His time is so greater. My reality is seeing all that brutality. Words is like seeing the friction and everything that nods became the addiction. Yeah, the civil war was coming down, so I had to plan and do the best that I can to live and to be alive and spread worldwide. This is the time, and this is the beginning to the end, and the alpha and the omega and everything. What I'm bringing is the pressure. Call me that Black Panther Party, that Fred Hampton, when I'm bringing a sanction and everything that Franklin guaranteed, that revolutionary poetry has never died and never been denied, and everything that once was lied about, but I bring a shout to the power and the authority with the highest priority. My words of condition and everything of the ambition, words of conviction, but the civil war is anybody who will listen. A time when people are getting beat down with the club. Show that love. Show that love so I can destroy the grudge, because I'm trying to play with no delay. Now listen to the words that I say. We're going to be all right, even if I get pulled over by poetry, even when poetry was the police, even when poetry was trying to lynch me, even when poetry was trying to take everything that I had.
but it won't be bad because I strike back. Part of my nature is that I can't relax. Everything that when I'm coming so hard that I keep striving and not trying to have a heart attack. But I'm breathing, relieved, and everything that I achieve. And I got a question. I hope you got an answer because I came to bring the pain hardcore from the brain. Are you ready for the Civil War? I said, I came to bring the pain hardcore from the brain. Are you ready for a Civil War? See, the question, the answer, the time, the dialect, the architect, be ready as a soldier. Because if you ain't ready, poultry will eat you up like a vulture. And that's Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical lynching. Can't get us some all in. Pop in drive, and thank you for letting me express my mind.
Yes, sir, bro.
Bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
I miss
kind
this cat,
pain.
Man. I miss this cat. I miss hearing him
do
his thing.
So I didn't bring up poetry, man. I don't have time. I mean, you know what? Man, I try to write, but, you know, I'll be on these roads. Pulling these loads.
Hey, there's the poet in him, Jay. There's the poet in him.
Here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
But that's a dope freestyle, brother. Dope freestyle, man. Your consciousness trying to bring the pain. I love it, bro. I'm with you, man. J-Rod.
I thought this was outstanding, bro. Like I said, I miss hearing you, and I appreciate every single time that you blessed to get down with your verbals. So thank you again for coming through, man. This was well needed. So thank you, bro. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I'll pass y'all. I want to meet you and Jay Rob. You know what I mean? Y'all be cranky, Saudi. Y'all, you know, you can't be out here faking. You know what I mean? What you doing, that I say.
Bro. Thank you, man. We appreciate that, man. Yes, sir. But listen, man, we're gonna have to pull you out that cab, man, and get you over on that dance floor just for a few minutes. Know you got to rest, but get on over on that dance floor, man, and show them what them go-go moves
right.
Look like. All right.
I do the happy feet.
My
there
man.
You go. Ladies
My
and gentlemen,
man.
Our brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Bro, man, we're going to go from a Mr. Automatic Charismatic J-Rob, it's my brother, man, my go-go brother, to my West Coast brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Majestic King Tone, Venom, what's good with you, bro?
What's going on, man? How y'all fellas doing?
Big
oh,
bro,
man, feeling pretty
how
good.
You doing?
Man, how you feeling?
I'm doing all right, man. Dealing with some underlining health issues, but God has got his hands on me, so I'm good.
Hey,
yes,
bro.
Sir. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
We're going to speak
thank
that,
you.
Man. We're going to speak
in,
that
in,
with
in,
you.
In the words of Rebel P. Jones, thank you for waking up today, man.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
That's right.
You dig?
Yes,
sir.
That's right. So
dig?
What y'all doing over
yeah.
here? Y'all over here killing it tonight, boy. I mean, y'all killing
that's
it all the
man.
Time.
I sit in the passenger seat. This
hey,
is old
hey, man.
Man.
I just sit I sit in the pilot seat, but you know they got this. You know, some pilots have this thing called autopilot, right? Where they can just
right.
push a button in the plane and fly. So, see, this plane don't come equipped with that. If I mess up, J-Rob just take over. So that's what's been happening all night. You know, after all, he is the entity tonight. You know what I mean, bro?
I've been hearing. Oh man,
I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods. That's all I is. I'm just a happy servant to the poetry gods.
Is that with a capital I? Is that with a capital
with
I?
With a capital
right,
I.
Right. There you go. Exactly. Exactly.
With a capital
he
I.
Is.
I am a humble servant
that's
to
right.
the poetry gods. I am.
I manage. Man, look. Right. I don't miss too
that's
much, man.
Up, man. Right.
Man, look, man, y'all have me rolling, man. Look, all right, so hit me, man, hit me.
It'd be, all right, I
give
got
it to
you.
Him, man.
I got you.
Give it
bro.
To
double
him.
Double barrel shotgun and I got the AK on the side. Let's
my
do
man. My man. Well, listen.
I'm glad.
Man. Listen. I'm glad you brought the entire arsenal, bro, because this entity right here, he is expecting all the stuff that's already going to happen. He is expecting to hear you blame your pain on him. So go ahead, man, and get on down.
Let's do it.
You got me pressing razor blades to my wrist. Think of good times and even reminisce. I'm incapable of feeling bliss, so I slit the left wrist. I'm a simple prayer for dying through this type of death wish. And I can't even make it past breakfast without wishing for death. You see, joy is missing, it's glistening, and depression is what I'm left with. You see, then a voice in my head says, get that Smith & Wesson. Learn yourself a swift lesson. You see, I'm tired of stressing. I'm tired of fussing. I'm tired of not really resting. It's time for you to feel my aggression. But then another voice says to me, this is your progression. Out of the doom and gloom, depression, give him room as he enters your tomb. Just for climbing out of my mom's womb was a hard fight. And that's right. You see, I hate depression with a passion because it's my plight. You ask why I write this? I write this because I just don't like this. It makes me suicidal, unbridled title, genocidal, homicidal. You see, the thoughts in my head has me wanting to be dead. So I dread life. I love malice, but I strive on strife. You see, stress builds up so intense in my words and my thoughts don't even make sense because I live in complacency. I dream in unreality. People always say, if you need me, I'll really be there. Really? What they're really saying is don't look for me anywhere, which really sucks because when a person is gone, they're the first one crying at the funeral, wishing that they had one last chance to say the right things. But don't feel bad for me when you had the chance to say the right words to help me out. But without a shadow of a doubt, my survival may depend on the least expected person to reach out to me. To say the kindest, mind-blowing words to me, to soothe my mental palate. You see, I guess this is a test because I feel like I'm losing myself. Who wants to see me place this barrel to my temple, squeeze it gentle as the trigger shrieks? You see, coagulated blood leaks down the side of my cheek. Suicidal ink leaks on white pads because pouring out my heart, people, I got to tell you what I got is bad. So depression, please, hear my plea. You won't be happy until we're both sad, but we're both going to be mad because I don't need you and I really don't trust you. So, dear depression, I'm saying fuck you. You better duck too because I'm aiming this aggression straight at your upper and lower midsection. Let me give depression a C-section with my pen tip. Carve out this pain that's scripted with my bit. Send this to the trash and lift my butt back up because I need to begin to live my life free of malice. I need to get rid of my strife. So what I'm basically saying is, dear depression that's in my path, I won't slack up, but you better watch out because now is the time because you're going to be jacked up. Trying to bring me down, now I have to turn my frown into a smile, living my life like a G is supposed to. Making depression leave me alone, rebuking it with the name of a higher source. And, of course, standing tall as a scorpion king, reigning high and living supreme. Joyfully yours, Dark Venom. Instinct.
Yo.
Killed it. Killed it.
Yo.
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 Yo. Yo. Yo. Yo. Yo. Yo. Oh, yo, I'm sorry. Oh, my God, it took everything to hold it in. I forgot to mute my mic. Oh my God, I was just listening to this like, yo, he going
bro.
In. And when I looked, I didn't mute my mic.
It's all good, bro.
I'm sorry,
it's
man. I'm sorry, man.
Nah,
please
man,
go.
You good. I was just saying, bro, from the opening line to the ending line, this piece hit so many chords, struck home. Bro, that level of pain, you truly don't know unless you've been there. And bro, you definitely made that thing come alive for a lot of us who haven't even been there. And depression is a mother too. And the way that you descriptively describe it, I mean, bro, you describe this so intimately, like she was laying right next to you, bro. Yo, this is a dope piece, man. This, yo, and then it's from Dark Venom. Oh, bro, yeah.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
That Dark Venom line was dope.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
Mm.
I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate us. Bro, it's the other way around. We appreciate
Absolutely.
You.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
My man, Venom, you a bad boy. You a bad boy.
I had to come and represent, man, on the get down, man. I had to get down, you know?
Yeah, that's
bro,
really
you came on with
that.
He knocked on the door and they said, "What's the password?" He said, "Come on with the come on, get down with the get down."
That's right.
Right. Hey man, before we send you over to the dance floor, man, can you please let everybody know what you got going on Majestic Inc., bro? Let them know.
Oh man, well thank you, man. Thank you. This Saturday, y'all, please come out and support the poets. This is the Battle of the Sexes this Saturday night in Eastern Standard Time. The Kings versus the Queens for supremacy in the poetry community, you know?
Right.
And we got some people coming down. We got judges who are secretly hidden. They're hidden, you know? We have four judges, and we have 10 contestants. And it's going down. And, you know, I mean, we're going to have fun all the way around. And,
love it.
You know, we got it's a lot of trash talking going on. Even the judges do a little talking and stuff. And, you know, the judges are saying, "Hey, y'all better not suck." You know?
That's right.
I'm like, hey, you know, it's a party. It's gonna be a party, man. Everybody who's in it, man, I'm super excited for all the contestants who put their name in there, the men and the women stepping up and just stretch as y'all always say, stretching your pen. That's it.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What they're doing. That's what they and it's,
yes,
it's dealing with creativity. It's dealing with delivery. It's dealing with timing. It's how do you perform your piece under the pressure of a battle, you know? And it's like,
okay,
you're not battling one person, you know, where you say, you know, you calling out somebody's name and all that. It's not like that. It's how you do your work, your craft, individually. You know, and I'm super excited. Tigress has been working hard behind the scenes, doing her thing. The contestants, man, I wish I could share what's been going on in their little locker room, because you know how you see these reality shows and they got people in the houses. So we got a house for the judges, and we got a house for the contestants, and we, you know, both spots is getting it in. And
that's
you know, and on Saturday night, we will find out who is going to reign supreme. And then will it be the queens be the gladiators of the night? Or the kings be the gladiators? And then who's going to reign supreme when it's a head-up battle of a king versus a queen? And I can't wait.
I can't wait.
I mean, I just want to see how it go down. I'm just... like me and Tiger said, we gonna be sitting up there. She gonna have her tea, and I'm gonna have my popcorn. We gonna be sitting back, chilling. The pressure is on the judges to act and do their thing, and we just gonna whatever scores they put out. Hey, don't blame us. Blame the judges. The judges gonna make sure that things are done in an orderly fashion and bring the justice to everybody that they need. You know, so it's gonna be fair. We gonna have fun. It's all in love, you know, and you never know. It may be a surprise for the contestants later on down the line. We're going to see what happens on Saturday night. You just never know.
That's what's up. Looking forward to that, big bro.
Absolutely. All right, my brother.
All right, that's what we got. Thank you, all, man.
Floor,
I appreciate you.
And thank
Venom.
You. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank
that's
you.
Our brother Venom, Majestic Inc. Make sure y'all check him out this Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Please do.
Can't wait, man. Can't wait. I'll join after my show. Next up, we got code 216. Welcome to the Get Down. Who's on the mic?
Classy Poet.
Hey, Classy.
Hey, Classy. Hey, y'all.
How you been, darling?
How y'all
been?
We fantastic. It's good to hear from you.
I've been going through some medical stuff, but God got me, so I'm getting there.
That's
okay,
right. God got you.
You going to trust that God got you? I trust him.
Hey, Van, is she the last poet for the evening?
She is, bro. She is. She's closing us out tonight.
Classy. I ain't saying another word. I'm going to step away from the microphone. I'm going to bring my brother behind. We're going to stand behind you and let you hit this topic about poetry being an entity. I want you to blame your pain on me, poetry, and go ahead and get on down.
Well, all right. Poetry, sometimes I wish I could say I hate you. Take my earrings, my necklace off, and put on some Vaseline. Get ready to fight you, blow for blow, lip for lip, but I can't. My transparency is all you. Folks been so angry, making me say, really? Poetry be my entity? It's very presence to be the object of my hurt and pain. You want me to blame poetry? Are you insane? Poetry is my fear, my relief. Words in ink, black, purple, blue, even hot pink. Hell, it's when I think. When I jump off that cliff or just go adrift, maybe when you can perceive poetry as my entity, because its distinct existence is always there talking to me, then dancing from the silks of my tongue. These thoughts written are exactly what's gotten me through my good days and my bad. The times I've been happy and love broken or sad. Poetry is what has taken me on this journey to discovering me. That's just mad. To think I would ever place poetry as my source of blame. I offer you any other name, but not poetry. God blessed me this gift of bliss. He gave me this voice, and I have no other choice but to be classy poet. For rhyme or reason, through every season, I am art, and poetry is my canvas. I need silence. And I stand back while I paint you my masterpiece. I call it entity. And that's the piece.
Classy poet walked in the room and said, I need y'all to move out my way for a second. I got something to talk about. Y'all need to move. Yeah, you too. I need you out of the way. Van, J-Rob, pass me that mic. And you heard what she just came in here with, Van? Did you hear what she just came in here with?
I did. And that was some,
hot
some,
damn
some
outstanding.
Dynamic ink from the classy poet one. We've missed you and your presence, so thank you for coming through and blessing us with this amazing piece. Thank you.
Thank you,
Alfred. Dynamic. J-Rob, man.
Outstanding ink. I told you, she walked in and said, excuse me. No, baby. You good where you are. Just move out my way. And then looked at the next person like, no, you good too, baby.
Right.
I told you like I told her, move out my way. I got something to talk about. And came in with this. Classy poet, allow me to do the gentleman bow as I place my hand in front of myself and say thank you.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, my gosh. Now we're going
to
get you on over
to
the Get Down Fast Book.
Say that again, beloved.
I mean, listen.
I had to come correct, man. This show, definitely a welcome back. I love it.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you for making this show.
That part.
Thank you.
And get on over and get down dance floor and put your physical ailments aside and let that DJ put on your favorite groove. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is On Her Way to the Dance Floor, Classy Poet, One Love, One Mic. Wow. What a way to close the show. Whew.
Yeah. Yeah. This was really, really good, Van. I can't thank all of the poets enough for grabbing this topic by the horns and coming at poetry in such a way that made it what it was. This was tremendous, absolutely
Indeed.
Tremendous. Van, I got to thank you. When you and I spoke about this earlier, you and I got so hyped. Like, we almost said the concept at the same time when we was talking, and it just
yes.
seemed to just click on all cylinders, and this is where
yes.
where it took us. But spiritually, Van, it felt like all the poets this evening was in on that conversation, and they came
it
with
does.
Their stuff, and
it does.
And they brought it tonight, Van. They brought it tonight.
Matt,
thank you all.
Matt, you know, Jay, it is such an honor to sit here week after week and hear what these poets do with the creative concepts to stretch their pens. And I, for one, leave the shows. I'm in awe and amazed, not at their ability, because we see their ability week in and week out. I'm in awe and amazed at the amount of poetry that they put into tonight and every other night. But tonight, man, this show was crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
This was
man.
Absolutely, absolutely outstanding. Mm. You know, five-star standing. And all the poets, salute to all of you for what
man,
you
all
did.
Of you guys. Are amazing. You guys are everything. Just, man. Without y'all, there would be no Get Down. There would be no Epiphany Radio. And we
Say
also want to thank you. We want to thank y'all for entrusting us as hosts to be able to help you stretch your pens. Because you don't have to accept the challenge. You don't have to accept what we bring. You can just choose to come and do your own thing. And, you know, but for the most part, y'all come in, y'all write to it, and, man, we have such a great time. And your creativity levels would be off the chain.
Yeah.
Join us tomorrow night for Express Your Vibe, Saturday night for Let's Talk About It. So let me tell you what Let's Talk About It topic is going to be. I have everything posted. But we simply want to know, how was your relationship with yourself? That's what we're going to talk about. How is your relationship with yourself? It's going to be open mic poetry. If you want to write something like that, that's fine. But it's going to be open mic poetry. Sunday nights, The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson. Monday night, The Soul Cafe. For Real the Poet. Century Janice, La Perla Negra, Yours Truly Poetic. Tuesday night, Mojave with his shows. Wednesday night, Love Zone is VIP, La Perla Negra. And we'll be right back here next Thursday for another episode of The Get Down. J-Rob, 1 minute.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Van Meadows. One love, one mic. My brother, I love you. Salute. See you next week.
See you next week, bro. Love you, too. One love, one mic. Thank you, everyone. Epiphany Radio, thanks you. We love you. See y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.